Okay, Shin Pei Tes. I think we're going to get most halachah lemaaseh, nice shalat tochas velos today. Hopefully, we get as far as I think. Which is not as far as it says on the sheet. Shin Pei Tes Siv Gimel. Also, levels toch shiva kelim chadosh mitzvum v'yishonim hayotze mitachas ha'amachbeish. You're not allowed to wear in the shiva, during shiva, new colored clothing or old ones that come from a press, right? There's, I don't know if, we don't have press in our house now, I'm sure they have someplace. It means how do you get, one way to like get rid of the wrinkles is just to like, mom's just press it, as opposed to what we do with sort of ironing. I'm sure there are places that still have presses. Here it's not 100% clear exactly what he means, because Mela during Shiva, you're not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing anyway. So what's he talking about? Is it sort of being Manashach? If he's talking about freshly laundered clothing, then why does he have to give these details? It's obvious. And if he's talking about non-freshly laundered clothing, so why should it be usher to wear? It's not so clear. So this is a big machlokas. I saw in the in my fancy tour, there's like a footnote on the bottom in the modern editions of the tour. You know, everyone's tour, which says Tzarchiyun. What does this mean? I saw in the Badei Shulchan and the Divrei Sofrim, you know, which are the modern Pegushim Sif by Sif. Yeah, in the modern tours, it's in Hara 19. At least the, you know, Mohan Yishalayim standard one. Anyway, they say that he needs to make an extra chiddush. Not only, even if it's not freshly laundered, it's still usher to wear it if it's new. What does it mean, new? But you wore it for a day, but it's still new. Or if it's freshly pressed, the Aruch HaShulchan assumes there's no chiddush here. And this is just sort of a roundabout way of saying that colored clothing are included in the issur of wearing freshly laundered clothing. Simple pshat is that it's hard to paskin a chiddush from this mechaber, since we're not exactly sure what he means. So we wouldn't paskin any chiddushim from this. Adds the Rambah. Yesh omer da'asol lovos b'day Shabbos toch dalet shvus rishonim. And most of the, even though it's not so pashut, most of the modern, the achronim assume dalet shvus rishonim is the shorthand way of saying shloshim. Even though it's not 100% clear, but that's what they assume. You're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes during the first month. During Shloshim, aval charkach mutar filol of a v'imo. But after his mutar, even if he's an oval for of v'imo, chen lasas begadim chadashim. Likewise, to order to make new clothes, aval nagur iser kol yibes chodesh. Okay, so. Some people say it's an issur of Shabbos clothes and new clothing. For all of Shloshim, the idea of Shabbos clothes being that Shabbos clothes are special, fancy clothes that are always in like very tip-top shape. So you're not allowed to wear fancy Shabbos clothes, and you're not allowed to buy new clothing or for Shloshim. And the minhag Ashkenaz is for 12 months. We all know for 12 months an Aval doesn't buy new clothing. I think that's a well-known minhag among Ashkenazim. I have no idea what Sephardim do. I'm sorry. I apologize. But among Ashkenazim, it's well-known minhag that you don't buy new clothing for 12 months based on this minhag of the Ramah. How about Shabbos clothing? First of all, when it comes to new clothing, the Aruch HaShulchan says here that the Isser of new clothing means for like important clothing. Doesn't mean new socks. Sounds like it doesn't even mean like, you know, new sweatpants, even a new plain pants and shirt if you're stuck. Sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan might be makel, but certainly like clothes that have no chashivas at all. And the Aruch HaShulchan also adds that if you're really stuck, since not everyone agrees with this minhag, after all, the kolbo at the beginning here said only 30 days, even though Ramah says minhag Ashkenazis is 12 months. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, if there's no chashivas of the clothing, heter gomer, and even if it's a chash of clothing, if you're really stuck, let someone else wear it for a couple of days first, not a couple of minutes, because a couple of minutes it'll still be new, but a couple of days first, and you can be makel. So there's room to be makel if someone's, again, even if they're not stuck, says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is Sif Yud Aleph in our Siman. To buy things that are not chashiv, certainly underwear, that's not new clothes, And even if you are stuck, if someone wears it a couple days first.
So does that mean like something that would be new to you? Like sometimes people buy like it's used, like but in like really good condition.
No, I assume it means new, mamish. Even used, it's in good condition, it's still used.
Right.
Okay, how about Shabbos clothes? This is where Shabbos clothes. So this gets into something which we'll see a little later. The Aruch HaShulchan here actually says very nicely. He says that in the days of the Ramah, we'll see a few times, and if we ever learned, and hopefully at least once every few years, we learn Hilchas, not Chag B'Chag, but at least Moed, in Hilchas Tishbav, etc., but we're going to say that on Shabbos Chazon, we wear weekday clothing, etc. In the days of the Ramah, he had a very clear minhag in the time of the Ramah that on Shabbos, you dressed avelustik on Shabbos. That was the meaning. Both in Shabbos Chazon, you dressed avelustik on Shabbos, and why does the Ramah say the first 4 weeks and not during Shloshim? So he wants to emphasize, he means on the Shabboses, on the weekdays, Mistama, why would you not get special dress fancy on the weekdays? Even on Shabbos, you wear weekday clothing on Shabbos. That was the clear minhag ha'olam v'ashkenazim in the time of the Ramah. One person mainly turned this whole minhag upside down and changed the course of history. Who was that, of course? What? Who erased all minhagim, bein Shabbos chazon, bein avelus, of avelus on Shabbos from Ashkenazim? The Gra. It's not in the Bir Gra here, but in Sefer Ma'aseh Rav it says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that kvar nagu midore doros al pi gedolim, meaning the Gra and others, the Gra came and says, no way. Shabbos is docha avelus bar hesher. You can't look vachtik on Shabbos, and therefore, since the time of the Gra, we all wash ourselves, because that's not Israel, we didn't, and wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon, right? Everyone dressed the same Shabbos Chazon. They dress every other week, and they act the same on Shabbos Chazon as every other week, and during Avelus, likewise, again, before Hesya, we all, an Avel looks the same on Shabbos, he looks any other day, and the Gra erased this minhag of the Rabbah. Okay, that's a very deep philosophical machlokes there. But Lamaisa, already since the time of the Gra, it's been hundreds of years that the minhag olam among all Ashkenazim is like the Gra, and therefore, when the Ramah says we don't wear Shabbos clothes, so what's left is don't wear Shabbos clothes during the week. Okay, you don't wear Shabbos clothes during the week anyway, then they wouldn't be Shabbos clothes, would they? So Lamaisa, we erase this Isser wearing Shabbos clothes. The only difference is, again, for us, for many people, there's not such a difference between Shabbos clothes and weekday clothes anyway. We don't necessarily have such a clear difference. Maybe you should, but it's not a clear difference. Like, the Shabbos clothes is the slightly nicer suit, etc. You know, by some people, by the Hasidim, okay, they have very clear Shabbos clothes and non-Shabbos clothes. Lamai says, so you only shouldn't wear Shabbos clothes during the weekday. And even then, since it's only a minute not to wear Shabbos clothes, says the Pesach Tshuva, when you have a Yomtif delay, right? Yomtif delay is clearly Docha Ol Minhagim, not necessarily Ol Dina, but Ol Minhagim. And therefore, when someone has their own personal Yomtif, like the day in the old days, that they had a Minhag that after many weeks, the woman who gave birth would leave her house and go to Shul to Mench Gomel, which was a big holiday in their days. In our days, we have more advanced medicine. A woman who gives birth is usually feels better very, very soon. But in those days, it was like a big deal. And he said he's allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. That's basically Tshuva Gimel. Likewise, Pedina Ben is allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. So he says, okay, for a somewhat personal yontif, that's a real lucha yontif, they can wear Shabbos clothes. In which case, Lemaisa, there's not much left to the issur of Shabbos clothes, just if for fun someone wants to wear Shabbos clothes during the week, but that would be a strange thing to do. So Lemaisa, there's no issur of Shabbos clothes for us, but there is an issur of new clothing, as we saw in this Rabbah. Okay. Se'if Dalad. Asur tok Shiva l'chabish l'aniach b'nil di'atma y'achirim. You're not, during Shiva, the oval's not even allowed to do laundry to save for later, whether by himself or through someone else. We pointed out the Yesh Lachor in this is the Isser of doing laundry during Shiva to not wear, to save. Is that Midin Kibos? Or is that Midin Malacha? And we paskin that it's only Midin Malacha, and it is not Midin Kibos. That's what the Shach says right here. Therefore, there's no special Isser Kibos. The special Isser Kibos is to wear, not to launder. The only reason the Avol's not allowed to launder during Shiva is because now the Dubalacha, Mihaisak Susu, Bikibolis, Biyadachir, Chavas, Sakidarko, Kimoshar, Belacha, Batalish, Shabiyadachir, Bikibolis, and if his clothing was ready at the cleaners, right? Kablanus, not a Schir Yom, not a hired employee, but being paid for the job in someone else's premises, then they can wash it just like all other Malacha that is not attached to the ground they gave to someone else. That won't look bad. The cleaners can still clean it, right? If they see the obituary notice, they don't have to take it off the assembly line.
His family must do their own laundry. Could they, buy things also?
No, because then they're doing his laundry.
With his separate. Yeah.
Yeah. He shouldn't really have laundry because it doesn't change his clothes. Theoretically. Hey, what do we say? The Isser of Gihutz is 30 days, right? Forget it, Chumas Vashkenazim. The Gemara says the Isser of Gihutz is 30 days, right? So what does Gihutz mean? When is there an Isser of Gihutz? Only for new white clothing, right? Sfardim, keep the din of the Gemara. The Isser of Gihutz only applies to new white clothing. New, even though some Rishonim say new means mamish, like right off the factory. Pashas new means that it still looks new. Not that it came straight from the factory. V'afilu, he who shall pishtan, even pishtan is usher, even though by tishva, we have certain kulas, alpi ikar din, that they get pishtan, don't count by available. We don't feel love, but limo usher, she agia regalach, shlosh of yir, go chavirov. Okay, so the isser of gihutz, how long does this Isser of Gihutz, which applies only to new white clothing, how long does it last? It lasts for 30 days, but for Avimo, it lasts longer. It lasts ad sheyigarubo chaveirav. Now here, it says three things. It says, regel, shloshim, and yigarubo chaveirav. Is it true that you need shloshim and regel and yigarubo chaveirav? You need three factors to make it mutter for Avimo? That's what it sounds like, but if you look in the Pesle Tshuva, in Sifkat and Dalid, he quotes from the Sefer Tshuv Me'ava, right? That's Rabbi Lezer Fleckless, one of the biggest Talmidim of the Noda Yehuda. He wrote, Lav Davka, you don't actually need Regel. So why? Really, it's just Shloshim plus Ga'ara. So why does he say Regel? That show that the regel doesn't substitute for the other two. Right, and that's why he said regel. He meant to say, even if you have a regel, you still need shloshim plus ga'ara. Right, and the Gra, I think, says the same thing here. If you look in the Gra in Sukkot and Tes Vav, he says, says, really, you don't need a regel. Why do they throw in regel? He says, different explanation. They threw in regel just to, because that's the normal case. When would your friends yell at you to wear an iron shirt in the old days? When a guy goes out to work in the fields, they're told to wear an iron shirt. Yantif. So yeah, it's just the normal case. The normal case that on Yantif people wore iron shirts, and that's when your friends would yell at you. Of course, nowadays your friends would yell at you any day if you didn't wear an iron shirt. I think. I mean, it depends. Maybe you have permanent press. Do they still have permanent press? I think so. Permanent press is like.
On dryers.
Dryers, they have permanent washers also, and there's special shirts. Permanent press means it's permanently pressed, meaning you just put it in the right cycle in the washer and or dryer, or however it works, and it comes out without wrinkles. Okay, it's not really the same as ironing, but okay, maybe if you have that, it's not you, but most people, if I can imagine, if someone showed up to, the Rebbe showed up to work with a shirt full of creases, people would yell at him. Okay, maybe Talmidim wouldn't be so mechubad, but the Rosh Kolo would. He would say, no, I don't mean to say anything, but, and first he would compliment how nicely I've been dressing for the past 14 years, and then get around to, the story he wants that involved, someone whose shirt was not pressed and it didn't look nice, it wasn't covered with Torah, and then change the topic to something else before I noticed, and that would be the way that some people are goer in their friends. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Okay, so the lemaisa you need shloshim plus yigarubo chaveirav. For us, probably in many people, that's a shloshim, because they're going to be goer right away if you don't wear an iron shirt. But again, it all depends what circles you travel in. You know, if you're a Shana Aleph guy, so I don't know, could be you could go all year without wearing an iron shirt and no one will say anything. Okay, so it depends on the metzias. But I would say for most, like adults nowadays at least, right away they would be goer. And even for the Shana Aleph guy, on Shabbos people would yell at him. Right, on weekdays they might not, but on Shabbos people would probably yell at him.
Does this work if people are saying it just because they know the halacha?
Yeah, I remember once when Rabbi Willig finished Shloshim for his mother. It is during the summer in Moresh HaKolel. And Mamish, like that day, you know, the Shloshim ended. Rabbi Rapp had been waiting for weeks. Walked over to Rabbi Willig to try to catch up. First thing after Shloshim finishes, Rabbi Willig, boy, do you look awful without a haircut. So apparently it does. Okay, Maisa Rav. Of Rabbi Rapp and Rabbi Willig. I saw with my own eyes. Rabbi Willig did not object. He probably got a haircut. I don't know. I didn't follow around all day. Okay, Viker. I think it does. Again, if it's honest, meaning, what do you mean most people do just for the halacha? They really do think you look bad. They're just saying it. If they really don't think you look bad, it doesn't work. But if they really think you look bad, it's just that, you know, people are polite. They don't like to say people look bad. So therefore, they only say because the halacha, that works. Okay. So that's true. You need a ge'ara, which again, usually is pretty quick, because nowadays, not like we press our clothes every 2 months, and then you don't know if it's come time yet. We press them every time we wash them. And we wash them every time we wear them.
So for Shabbos clothes,
what? Even though we allow Shabbos clothes, that's as far as even though we allow Shabbos clothes, would you be allowed to iron it within 30 days? Meaning, fine, the Gra says we take away all these minhagim that we added to Shabbos. Does that mean we take away the dinim? Would that be considered mamish befarhesya? That is a great question. The pashup shot is you're still not allowed to have beguats on Shabbos during Shloshim. What if it mamish looks like?
The only shirt you might have then is your regular weekday.
What?
All your Shabbos shirts are probably iron ready.
All your Shabbos shirts are probably all meguhatsim. That is a.
Isn't there something that says meguhats?
Yeah, but that's not the mainstream shot. That is a great question. What do we do for that's Mamasha Day? Are you going to say that's Avilos for Hesya and Mutter? Well, you could just wear on Shabbos. Very simple. You could just wear a shirt that's not new, right? Because it only applies to new white shirts. So wear an old white shirt. An old white shirt has no iser of gihutz. And then there would be no problem al pi din. All right, that would solve the problem. What if you're really stuck? I don't know, pashas, you'd give someone to wear a little first. Because it's hard to be mocked or something that's a meforsh din. If there's any other way out of it, and it's hard to tell exactly where to draw the line. After all, some people are more sloppy than others. That's what I do. Okay, great question. What is gihutz mean? I've been calling it ironing, like in modern Hebrew. And vav gihutz yesh omer tzakal b'loshan arev. Some people say what the Arabs call tzakal. I haven't checked with the Arabs. This is the Masorah of the Gaonim, who say that it means ironing. Yay, Shomrim, that it means ironing. V'yei Shomrim, Dain v'kibas b'mayim v'efer o b'neser u boris. That it means washing with detergent. Right? This is what we quoted from the Mikkei. Yosef said that gihutz means washing with detergent. And Rav Haigon and most Rishonim said it means ironing. If you look in Or Chaim in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Gra writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that we may ikar din paskin like the Onum most Rishonim, that means ironing. The ikar din we paskin ironing. We paskin gihutz means ironing. And if not, we're machmir for a shita, Ashkenazim are machmir, for a shita that's more or less the shita that gihutz means washing with detergent, because we're machmir for the riva, who says you're not allowed to do kibbutz in detergent all 30 days. But me'ikaradin, we assume gihutz means ironing. And therefore, even Sfardim, to the best of my knowledge, Sfardim wash with detergent during after Shiva, during Shlom Shim. They just don't iron. Zion, after Shiva, Motu Gabsim, Nasim, Nacher, the Omer Shloshim, the Gibbs, the Littles. After Shiva, for the rest of Shloshim, the Oval is allowed to iron for himself or for others, meaning for himself to save till later. Because the Isser of Shloshim was wearing laundered clothing, he's not doing the laundry, because doing the ironing is only Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha during Shloshim. Yesh, Mishomer, De Idna, Leka, Isser, Gihot, Shari, Omer, Gishalon, Kibbishalhem. Okay, the Gemara says Mefurish, that in Bavel, they had very poor quality laundry materials. And therefore, their gihutz of Bavel is only equivalent of the kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael. Which means that even the gihutz in Bavel was only the madreg of kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, which means it's mutter during Shloshim, it's only also during Shiva. In which case, Yesh Omrim, that nowadays there's no issur of gihutz at all, because we are not... because our gihutz is not really in the Madrega, but it's hard, besides the fact that Ashkenazim are machmir, not to do laundry with detergent during Shloshim. But we should also be machmir not to iron during Shloshim, at least not new white clothes, because it's hard to rely on this for two reasons. A, some of us live in Eretz Yisrael, so they only said the gihutz of Bavel was less, and Chutzlaritz was less than Eretz Yisrael. But if we live in Eretz Yisrael, our Gihutz is better. And B, just common sense, you know, whatever exactly the way they did in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael nowadays, with all of our modern-day technology, Mestama, if there were two Dargas of Gihutz 2,000 years ago, Mestama were the higher Darga, not the lower Darga, in the year 2018. So therefore, it's hard to be make based on this Ches, and therefore, Bein Svardim, Bein Ashkenazim, should refrain from ironing new white clothing, for the entire Shloshim, or rather refrain from wearing ironed new white clothing for the entire Shloshim. Okay. So much for the Isser of Kibbutz. Shin Sadi, Din Giluach Usrika Be'Avel. How about haircuts? Right, that's definitely the most noticeable restriction of Avelus is haircuts. Avel Aser Legaleach Saro. Right, and Avel is usher to cut his hair. Echatzir Rosh Hashanah to cut him. Echatzir to vote. Whether it's his head or his beard or any hair on any part of his body, a feel shall be sastard, even in the private parts of the body, which are not visible. And you might think it's not such a big deal. You're not allowed to cut any hair of any part of the body. Kol la medyom for the entire shloshim. Those are the two most obvious things that the Gemara usually mentions in shloshim. Gihutz v'tisporis are the two main yisurim of shloshim. The seir shall asafo me'etzdodim. How about the mustache and the sides of the mustache? What's the problem with the mustache? The mustache is the same as everything else. You don't have to get styled. The problem is if you let your mustache grow long, you should know there are many people who never cut any hair from their beard, etc. Right? They never cut anything up in Kabbalah. They all trim their mustache. Right? There's no one who's never trims his mustache in the world. Why? Because you can't. It gets in your food. You can't eat. If you let mustache go long, it just covers your mouth. Right? So that's ridiculous. So the question is, what about for Avelus? It's only 30 days. What about trimming your mustache? So here we have a three-way machlokes we've shown him about mustaches. The Gemara says mefurish that mustache is mutter if it's ma'akiv afila. Again, not for style. But if it gets in the way of your food, I'm not going to even prevent you from eating. You can always eat. But meaning it gets into your food and becomes disgusting. So, they're on Chol HaMoed, they're Mekel. What about during Avelus? So here we have three opinions. Says the Ramban, Shiva, Shloshim. He says, Mutter during Shiva, Mutter during Shloshim. Says the Ritz Gias and the Bahag, Aser during Shiva, but Mutter during Shloshim. And says the Raven, Aser during Shiva, Aser during Shloshim, no cool at all. So Ramban's make a Legamri, the Ritz Gias and the Bahag make a Pshara, and the Raven is Machmir Legamri. Okay, So, what is the Mechaber? Paskin says the Mechaber, based on the Rambam, he understands the Rambam, his name is the Ravid, says, says the Mechaber, okay, he paskins like the middle shita, that's mechalek between shiva and shloshim. So this is the mechaber. The Shach points out that in the Beis Yosef, he said, the Rambam's like the Ravid, paskins like the Ravid. Shach says, Tema, why is he paskins like the Ritzkiyos here? In the Beis Yosef, he paskins like the Ravid. So the Beis Yosef and the Shach, it's always hard to tell. Is the Shach just stop asking an intellectual question? Or is he trying to paskin? But the Shach sounds like he is machmer. We should be machmer. Like the Rebbe. And the Grah, the Idach Giza says, the Grah here in Sifkatan Beis, Vaharamban, Ibrahim Yerushalmi, the Aftos Zayin Motor, Avayim Beis Yoshev Yerushalmi, Paskaritz Giyas, Vazachra, Aval Divir Ramban, Iker. The Grah says Divir Ramban is Iker. So we have every possible Shita makes it into the Achronim. On the page, Lemais of the Minhag is like the Mechaber, which is the middle Shita, that Tov Zayin is Usur, even if it's annoying, tough luck. But after Shiva ends, if it's just during Shloshim, then if it gets in the way of eating, he can trim his mustache. The some of the other... I saw actually in Modern Day Sfarim, every Modern Day Sefer says something else. I found all three of these sheets in the Modern Day Sfarim, but I think the mainstream sock is like the Mechaber here. There are a few kulas in hair cutting mentioned in the Piskei Tshuva here. The Piskei Tshuva has two kulas. Number one, he has one kula in Sivkut Beis. He says, Motor Lahamid Bankez B'Shloshim, Shal Avil M'Sarchi Gacharbe, Hagam Sarchi Galea, Harosh Kodim, Avorzeh. Cupping? Anyone know how to do cupping? It's an old medical procedure that we don't do anymore. And apparently you needed to shave. There's a lot of things that, in medicine, they need to shave before doing certain procedures because the hair would get in the way. The cupping involved suction, so I guess, obviously, you can't have suction if the hairs are in the way, right? You need a smooth surface for suction. And then there are other things medically which they need to shave for. So again, if something's a necessary medical procedure, then shaving is mutter because of the necessity. That's the kula in Sifkan Beis, okay? Hopefully we shouldn't need medical procedures. But the Derech Olam is that sometimes people do. So they don't have to worry about shaving if it's for a necessary medical procedure.
Even till Sheva.
A L'chora, I mean, his case was in Shloshim. But L'chora, even till Sheva, if it's necessary. Again, you know, hopefully if it has to be really necessary, right? They're not supposed to get distracted during Sheva for anything. But if it's really necessary, if it's necessary enough, they have to leave the Sheva house and go for a medical procedure, then it would be mutter even to shave. What about for a simcha, a yontif delay? So, quotes here from the Note of Yehuda, that they can't take a haircut for yontif delay, even if, what's a yontif delay? His own yontif, that usually means a bris milah. The father, or the moel, or the sandik, right? It's considered a yontif for them, right? They pop to the whole shul from St. Tachlon, but they still can't get a haircut. The Note of Yehuda points out two reasons. Number one, he says, most of the things were makel for Yontif Zilei or Minhagim. This is a din. And he says, and even though we'll see that there are some places where even makel in a din for a Yontif Delay, that's only like for 2 minutes for that, for that Yontif. But, like for the bris, but over here if he gets a haircut, he's going to have a haircut the rest of the week. And then it's going to look very inappropriate that he's walking around with a haircut. So he says for sure it's usur to get a haircut for a bris. Again, number one, because it's a din and not just a minhag. Haircuts are usur al pi din. And number two, because it's not only getting a haircut for the bris, he's going to have a haircut wherever he walks around, though people see him with a haircut. And then it'll look inappropriate. So therefore that's totally... and then he brings some other, okay, many svaras, ayin sham. Sif Beis, another hetter. Yashav l'galeach v'armel l'meis avar, he's a mashlem rosher, echad l'galeach v'echad l'miskaleach, masha sapar gomer, hain b'lekha sapar achar masa. Someone was in the middle of getting a haircut, and then he was told his father died. He can fit, like, he cut off half, he gave him a haircut on half his head. And then he told his father died, so he's allowed to finish it. Why? Because of kavod abrios. Because to walk around with half of a haircut and half not a haircut, that's humiliating. So that's covered up rios. And it's the same whether the customer is an avil or if the barber is an avil. The barber is an avil, has an isha malacha. He's still allowed to finish because of the covered up rios of the customer. So covered up rios of the customer is doch avils of the customer or avils of the barber. But, says the mechaber, if the barber's the avil, then when is covered up rios doch if there's not a substitute barber? If he can get a substitute barber, then he doesn't need to be doch his avilos. That's what he says. If he can get a substitute barber, then he should keep his avilos and let someone else. The strange Rabbi Akiva Eger here, and we will, I don't understand it, so we'll skip it. Gimel. Kol osim shavim motzik lech kolamoy, im ira'u echad me'elu kodum ha'velos v'nechlas b'yad tocha avel, osu l'galeach. All those people, remember, Eveil Magalchin, all the people mutter to get a haircut on Cholamoid. Who are the people? What's the general principle of those people mutter to get a haircut on Cholamoid? They couldn't do it beforehand. They were on a trip, or they were in jail, or etc. If one of those things happened, and then it was Cholamoid, Chazal were Mekel. But if one of those things happened, and then they're in Shloshem, then Chazal were not Mekel. So they get home from a trip, and they have long hair. And then they have Shloshem, then they have Avelos. They were still, Chazal were not Mekel for them. When were they makel? Only if one of these things happened, and then they had two avelos in a row, they can get a haircut normally with a razor or hair scissors, however, even during Shiva. Or someone who just had two avelos in a row. So there's no kula of ones plus avelos. There's a kula of ones plus two avelos, which is much like gamrei, parallel to Shin Pei Test. Shin Pei Test is an ones and a double avelos is allowed to wash with detergent. Here, ones and double avelos is allowed to get a haircut normally. Their ones plus their two avelos without an ones was allowed to wash without detergent. Here, two avelos without an ones is allowed to also get a haircut abnormally with a razor and not with scissors. The idea being that with a razor, you don't get a good, nice, pretty haircut. You just get a, you know, livable. Dalid al kalamesim galeach lachas shloshim yolav v'nimach yigur bochaveirav. On all other relatives, after Shloshim, there's a het or gummer of haircuts. But for of the emo, even after Shloshim, there's still an Isser Achi Yiga Rubo Chaveirov until his friends yell at him and tell him that he needs a haircut. what does this mean until they yell at him? First of all, adds the Rambah, V'ein HaRegel Mahani Impaga Kodosh Yiga Rubo Chaveirov. Yontif does not work as a substitute for Yiga Rubo Chaveirov. Meaning, let's say the Shloshim, then Yontif comes. That's not the equivalent of Yigaru Chaveirav. You need Davka Shloshim and Yigaru Bo Chaveirav. So here's an interesting case. What about the following two cases? Here's one case. Now, you have Shloshim plus Ge'ara. That's mutter. That's what the Gemara says. What if instead you have Shloshim plus a Regel? Does the Regel count? Plus Regel is Usser. That is the... we just read the...
Ramah.
That is the Ramah. Right? So you need Mamish Gara. Let's say the guy looks good. I don't know. Some people don't have so much hair or whatever. Or let's say the guy's a hippie. Right? So who's going to yell at him to get a haircut? Okay. Even if a regal came, that's not matter. What about, what case am I missing, of course?
Gara within 30.
Just Gara within 30 days. Obviously it doesn't work, right? But what about regal plus Gara? After all, what does the regal have the power to do? Mati, what does regal have the power to do? To me, Mavatal Shloshim. So maybe regal counts as Shloshim Yom, right? Right? Shloshim Yom. So maybe the regal is not the Shloshim, and then Ga'ara is Machter. So would we say that or not from this Ramah? It's not clear. Right? Not clear what we would say in that case. So what happens in that case? That's the famous Kul of the Nod Yehud and the Pesach Yeshuvas have gotten Gimel. Machlot in the Nod Yehud and everyone else in the world says the Pesach Yeshuvas have gotten Gimel, but ain't a regal Mahani. Kain Kosagan Khabar or Khamsum Koftaf Gupman Khesif Test, will come and shin sadi test if dalid fine. Vinira Dhua did in a regular maga or mahani in Paga Kurum Shloshim. Let's say on the eighth day was Yontif. Okay, so Yontif takes away Shloshim and then his friends yell at him because he really looks very bad already. Maybe he hadn't had a haircut for a while, so he already looks bad. Would it be much of him to get a haircut for Yontif? No. The Khain Mavur Lael, what's the proof? There's one proof. Shin pei tes if hey, what we just learned, remember those extra words, and this really supports the peirush of the Pesach Tshuva there. What does he say there? Remember, let's review shin pei tes if hey. The assumption is, I think it's a good assumption, Gihud and Tesporus are the same. What does it say in hey? It says, vel of vi imel imo asr achi yegi ha regal akar shloshim vi yigar bo chaverov. Regal after shloshim, and you still need regal after shloshim yigar bo chaverov. Clearly, lafuke a regal before shloshim and yigur bo chaverov. Right? If the regal comes after shloshim and yigur bo chaverov, it's mutter. But if the regal comes before shloshim, it's asur. It's a very strong diuk. So, what do we say? We say asur. That is the diuk from the Shulchan Aruch shin pei tes sifhei. But it's a very strong diuk. A regal after shloshim and ga'ara, not a regal before shloshim and ga'ara. And that's what almost everyone paskins on them. Shouldn't know to be Yehuda. He disagreed. But although he says, Nir lahalach lo lamaisa achas yasher bedavar, and so, Mutter says the note of Yehuda, even though the note of Yehuda is a little nervous. He says, I have to think about a word for a Pascha the Maisa. He thought it was Mutter. What did he do with the Diyuk from Simon Shin Pei Tes? So the Pesach Tshuva says, I don't know. Tzarech Iyan Allah, what he would do with the Diyuk from Simon Shin Pei Tes. His Talmud, the Tshuva Me'ava that we quoted earlier, the same Tshuva Me'ava, makes the Diyuk from Shin Pei Tes about Giyot. It applies to Tesporus also. So this is plus the Tshuva Me'ava, and all the poskim disagree with this note of Yehuda. Lamaisa, everyone disagrees with this note of Yehuda. It's something interesting in the Mishnah Berurah.
I'm not an expert. Anyone here an expert in the mechkar of the Mishnah Berurah?
There's a funny thing happened in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, I hope I wrote them where. Simen Tavkof Memches Sifkaten Lamedalad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, right? I don't know if you've ever seen this Mishnah Berurah that I keep on the desk. It's very old. I'm assuming it's just a photocopy of the first edition published in Europe. It says in this Mishnah Berurah, you'll only find it in this one, talking about if the regal comes, right? What's the tone of the case? Afilo pagabo a regal after lamedim avatol. Even if the regal comes, if it's not garu bochaverov, then there's no hetter, right? Shloshim the regal. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im garu bo ach betoch lamed mutter. If they garu even within 30 days, it's mutter. And parentheses say Elio Rabba. What does it mean garu bo within 30 days? Why would it be mutter? Obviously, it's talking about a regal. That's the case. It's in Hilchos Yontif. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah that was printed in Europe says Ga'ara works even within 30 days. However, if you look at your Mishnah Berurah at home, I bet no one has this Mishnah Berurah at home. Anyone have an old Mishnah Berurah at home like this? No. Nowadays, it's hard to even find a Mishnah Berurah without vowels. Bichlah. Anyone own a Mishnah Berurah without vowels? No, we can read it without vowels, but you can't buy it without vowels. That is very hard to find a Mishnah Berurah without vowels. Does the Dershu have vowels?
Yeah?
Okay, so, yeah, anyway, but even if you found one without vowels, it would still be a new one. All the new Mishnah Berurahs fixed it. The problem is, you look at the Elio Rabba definitely doesn't say that. I mean, it sounds like the Note of Yehuda. Ga'ara and Regal, even within 30 days, is mutter. Because the Elio Rabba doesn't say that at all. What did the Elio Rabba say? On the 30th day, it's mutter. Why is mutter on the 30th day? Because does on the 30th day count as within Shloshim or after Shloshim? Someone answered three words. On the afternoon of the 30th day, counts as during Shloshim or after Shloshim? Mitzvah Yom Kekula counts as after Shloshim. That's what the Elio Rabba says. It says, if it's on the 30th day, through Mitzvah Yom Kekula, it's after Shloshim's mutter. So they all the modern-day additions changed it, the Mishnah Berurah to write, v'im garu bo Ach biyom lamed mutter. Okay. I'm not an expert in any of these things. I'm not an expert in the critical history of the printing of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not an expert in the philosophy of, you know, who gets to emend the Mishnah Berurah and who doesn't get to emend the Mishnah Berurah, and even who wrote the Mishnah Berurah, and whether you could say they made a mistake, etc. I don't know. But even though, plus Girsa Yeshana in the Mishnah Berurah, Tav Kof Mem Ches Lamed Dalet, even though the original Girsa came out of the printing press authorized by the Chafetz Chaim, was like the Nevi Yehuda, says, even B'toch Lamed Et Mutter, Im Gar Rubo, and talk about a Regel. Apparently Regel plus Gara equals Shloshim plus Gara. Lemaisa, you're not going to find that in any Mishnah Berurahs except for very, very old ones nowadays. And none of the Manbi Poskim agree. Okay, is it a Shita that it's good to know there's such a Shita for some drastic circumstances? Yes, it's good to know there's such a Shita for some drastic circumstances. But Lemaisa, you know, it could be that in some drastic circumstances we must be Somech. But Lemaisa, all the Poskim say not that way, and we assume. Not that way, we assume that the regal is not mevatel shloshim in this. What's the lundus? The lundus is very simple. Things that are mutter after shloshim, the regal is mevatel shloshim. Things that are mutter after shloshim and ge'ara, the regal is not mevatel shloshim for that. You need shloshim and ge'ara. That's the pashut difference. Whenever something is usher for shloshim, regal takes away the usher of shloshim. Whenever something is usher until 30 days plus ge'ara, Regel doesn't remove the 30 days, you need actually 30 days plus Ga'ara. And that is the accepted halacha. So, it's very important to know. Someone says, I'm a Shloshim, and it's Yontif, can I get a haircut? By the way, when can they get a haircut? We'll see this later. Let's say in day 20, it's Yontif. When can they get a haircut? Before Yontif. Meaning, Yontif is about to Shloshim, even before Yontif came, to prepare for Yontif. Right? But the answer is, if Yontif is Vatel Shloshim, did someone get a haircut? The answer is, it depends who died. If their other relative died, they can get a haircut for Yontif, because Yontif was Vatel Shloshim. But if their parents died, then Yontif's not Vatel Shloshim. You have to wait till actual 30 days and Gara. And even if people are yelling at him, Yontif doesn't count. They have to wait an actual 30 days. That is very, very important. Halacha L'maaseh, it comes up all the time. It comes up all the time. Okay, continuing in the Ramah. The Shir Ge'ara Yesh Bo Plugta. V'noagim Gimel Chadashim. There's a big machlokus in the Rishonim. What is the Shir of Ge'ara? Now it's a little funny. How can the machlokus as the Shir of Ge'ara? The Shir is when his friends yell at him. The whole point of Chazal said 30 days and Shir Ruba Chavirov. Clearly Chazal didn't mean a certain amount of time. They meant when your friends yell at him. So the machlokas we've shown in here is minastan. After all, a lot of people don't have friends who yell at him. Maybe some people don't have good friends, or some people are intimidated to yell at them. Right? Let's say someone's big Rosh Yeshiva, and they don't have a Rabbi Rap. Then who would yell at a big Rosh Yeshiva? Right? I wouldn't. So they argue, minastan, what's the shear of Gara? And here we had different opinions, right? If you looked in the Beis Yosef, there are different opinions as to what's the shear of Ge'ara. So there are those who say it means 30 days. There are those who say that it's 3 months. They're all different shitas. Lamaisa says the Ramah, the minag is 3 months, meaning min hastam, we assume 3 months the shear Ge'ara. After 3 months, then people would yell at someone. So if you're not sure, minastam, you can assume 3 months is a shear of Ge'ara. You know, when someone really needs a haircut. Someone asked me the following question once. They said, interesting question. She said, I always keep my hair covered. No one ever sees it. So no one's going to yell at me, a woman, right? So women don't have beards, right? They only have hair on their heads. And she always keeps it covered. No one ever sees it. So no one's ever going to notice how it could be, you know, as long as a football field. And no one will ever notice because no one ever sees it. So, but it's very hard to have such long hair. It's very burdensome. So when can she get a haircut? Good question. So I think we should say that
what's the sheer gara? Okay, no one sees it. But
minastam, when would people yell at you and say that's ridiculously long hair? At 3 months. So at 3 months, you can call that a stam sheer gara and be makel. Okay, tach nira. Even without, we don't have kulas for women. Right, some people have kulas for women. We don't have kulas for women. I said, after 3 months, that's a stam sheer gara. Now, if someone said, after 3 months, I'm sure I don't need a haircut at all, that's a different story. But if someone thinks they need a haircut, they think it's very, very hard to have such long hair. But they're not sure if people would yell at them. So the answer is, after 3 months, you can assume people would yell at you. But that is minastam. It all depends how the person looks. And as the Pesukei Teshuva here quotes from the Chasam Sofer in Sivkat and Dalet, says the Chasam Sofer, Levnei Ashkenaz, the Germans, the westernized Germans, right, who shave their, trim their beards. I'm not sure exactly what he meant, le galer zekana. I assume he meant they go clean shaven. Again, then it's obviously shir gar is a lot less. Clearly, if someone looks scraggly and they are supposed to be clean shaven, then the shir gar is a lot less. Then he says the shir gar is just after shloshim, it's automatically a shir gara. Because what do you mean? The guy's got hair all over his face where he's not supposed to. And he's going to go to work. Of course, no one might yell at him. But of course, now, I don't know about nowadays. Nowadays, you could be a hipster, right? But again, it probably depends where you work. I assume some workplaces are more hipster-friendly, or some workplaces are less hipster-friendly. You know, someplace where everyone's clean-shaven, then as soon as shloshim ends, it's automatic, Aura says the Chasam Sofer. But if you're talking about where people have beards, so your beard is a little long and a little scraggly, or you're talking about your hair is a little long and a little scraggly, then either when people yell at you, or minastam at 3 months. The poskim writes, someone doesn't actually have to yell at you, you just have to know they would yell at you. But minastam, you can't know they would yell at you until 3 months.
Now, I feel like nowadays, anyone can wear a beard anywhere.
Okay.
If it's well kept,
okay, so it all depends. You know, some people's beards grow a little nicer, some a little less nice, and some grew scraggly all over the place, and some a little neater. But I don't think you can mamish grow a long beard like a rabbi in most workplaces nowadays, so I have no idea. Maybe nowadays you can, I don't know what you can go to work in nowadays. But I assume, like, you work in a bank. Yeah, people have nice, trim, clean beards, but I don't think you can wear a beard like a Rosh Hashiva if you work in a bank. If you work in a yeshiva, you can wear however long a beard you want, and call a marmaris of a shiva. But I assume you work in a bank or a law firm. Yeah, nowadays you could probably grow a nice beard. But I don't think you grow a long beard. I don't think it'd be sticking out. So then, it's right away, it's a sheer gara. As opposed to a haircut, you know, you're not supposed to be a hippie, but okay, you can get away with a little more before they yell at you for being a hippie.
So does that mean when you're telling someone
that's what the Chasam Sofer says, Levnei Ashkenaz, as opposed to, you know, I don't know if he means as opposed to Bnei Hungaria, or,
maybe
you know.
Then no one had a long beard, anyone, in all.
In all of Ashkenaz, yeah, okay, but still, Shigur Bo Chaverov, Chaver was his Chaver. And I think it's Pasha to me, someone who's out there in the secular world, and is not supposed to have a Chabadsker beard, it's as soon as Shloshim ends, that's Garupa, and that's the minute in America. People who work in America in the secular world, as soon as Shloshim ends, they shave their face. They get a shave. That's Pashit. I think that's Pashit. Depends on their social setting. That's Yigur Bo Chaverov, not Yigur Bo Chavrei Mishu Acher. Yigur Bo Chaverov. You know, not as Rosh Hashiva, his Chaver. So, it depends where he works. Okay, so again, if you, I think in places where it's not acceptable to have, now it all depends, you know, there are sometimes people keep their beard trimmed, but there's some place they can have a long beard also. Alright, that's different. I don't know, in Yerushalayim, it could be, if you work in a bank, you can have whatever beard you want, because, you know, it's different than New York. You know, for people who are out there who have to look neat, and it's not makabel to grow beards, then Pashit, after Shloshim, generally you already look terrible. And that's Yigur Bo Chaverov. For people who are places where you can have beards. It's just that, you know, you shouldn't be a hippie, and maybe even your beard should get trimmed a little. Okay, then, it's Mishiyur Bo, and if no one's goer, then you could wait 3 months. I got another interesting shayla from someone. Another woman says she covers her hair, she had a different problem. Her problem is she's very sensitive, and she always keeps her hair very short, because otherwise it presses on her and causes her a lot of pain. and her hair is getting long, and it hurts. So what should she do? So I thought that was posh. That was like Chamudinilam Bays. If it's for medical reasons for tsar, you know, yes, this is allowed to get a haircut for, to wash for tsar. And we said you could do kibbutz for the tsar of the mice, etc. So I thought that was posh for tsar. I just said, don't get a nice haircut, because in Siv Gimel we see that maybe sometimes they were machmir to do batara lumis brayim. So I said, okay, don't get a nice haircut. But I think it's posh that if it's for medical reasons, that it is mutter. Okay, those are two shilas that I just got in the last month. About this, from women who cover their hair. For men, everything's much simpler. Either you look good or you look bad. And everyone can tell. Because everyone sees. The, continuing, Umkomos E'al Agav, the, Sezer Rikiv Eger here, and the Peskei Tshuva and Sekhat Dalad quoted in the name of a Sefer Shut called Adne Paz, says, Rabbi Kiva Eger here, says Rabbi Kiva Eger here, and the Adne Paz, that once you have Shir Ga'ara once, it's Hutra. Let's say someone, they grow their hair, and they look okay after a month, okay after 2 months, after 2.5 months, or maybe after 3 months, their goer gets a haircut. Does he have to wait for the next haircut till Ga'ara? Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Peskei Tshuva here, and the end of Skan Dalab. No, no, no. Once it's mutter forever. So therefore, once you have the first Ga'ara, it's mutter forever. Okay, there is a minority shita otherwise, but I've never seen anyone paskin like it. Everyone paskin like this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and they pass. You only have to wait for Ga'ara once, and then it's mutter forever.
Don't get the haircut. Like some people, at first the hair doesn't look good, and then they like, you know, it grows out more, and it's like another style, like, you know.
That's interesting. Let's say someone grows the beard, right? It doesn't look good. It's missing some patches. Then all of a sudden it grows more. I don't know if it happened all of a sudden, but I guess it could. Then would their heter go away? It's a great question. I'm not sure. I don't know how likely it is to happen. I'm not sure. I might be able to be machmer. But I'm not sure. I can't say 100%. Agav, the Gesher Chaim brings... That the Maram Shek is Mesopak this year, 3 months of Stam Ga'ara, 3 months from when? Shloshim is clearly Shloshim from the Kvura. That's clear, 30 days of Avelos. 3 months of Stam look terrible, is it 3 months from the Kvura or 3 months from your last haircut? On one hand, it makes sense, 3 months from the last haircut. That's when you look terrible. You don't look terrible. How you look doesn't depend on when your mother died. How you look depends on when your last haircut was. On the other hand, you could say, no, maybe they made a low plug, Alpi Minhag, to just wait 3 months from the Kvura. Okay, so he brings a suffix. In Monday's firm, I've seen passing both ways. L'maisa, Geshem Chaim says, halachi d'var meikel bo'avel, and therefore we can assume 3 months since the last haircut in a Stam case would be Gara. Okay, that's good to know. Sifhei. Isha Muteres Bentila Seir Acher Zayin. Whoa, big kula, right? All the shaylos I just said I got from women, all of a sudden they're not relevant because this Isha's mutter is Muteres Bentila Seir. Who said a woman is a mutter? It's a Mefurish Maseches Machos, right? Brice Ahib Avol Rabasi, says the Baragola here. So it's a first, and Isha is mutter. Why is an Isha mutter? Because we know, just like, where else did we have an Isha was mutter? By what sugya? What iser?
Makeup.
By iser of makeup, the Isha was mutter. So therefore, we also, because it's more important for the Isha to look nice, either so that her husband will find her attractive, or that a potential husband will find her attractive. But if she's not married, she needs to look nice, and if she is married, she needs to look nice. The Isha's Muteris Bentila Seir. That's a Mefurish Brisa. And there are Rishonim who Paskin like this Brisa. I mean, you shouldn't be surprised. Why not Paskin like a Mefurish Brisa? Right? The Rif Paskin like the Brisa. And the Rambam. And said the Rif and the Rambam says it's talking about all here. And this is the Pesach of the Mechaber. In which case, any woman who has any Shaila, no problem. A woman is Mocho Legambre after Shiva ends. Okay, for 7 days she can probably manage. Once Shiva ended, she can do whatever she wants, just like my makeup. However, there's another possibility. Why? Because it doesn't really make sense. Like, really? Like, a woman needs a haircut all the time to look attractive? Adraba, right? Don't women look attractive if they have long hair? Right? The woman needs haircuts. Again, once in a while, I assume it gets untidy, etc. But I don't know, we find, and we all have women in our family, and yeah, the makeup is very important to them to do all the time. But I don't know, women don't get haircuts any more often than men nowadays. I don't know, I'm checked. I think Adraba. I think women get haircuts less often than men nowadays. Why? Depends what circles men travel in. In you know, more traditional circles like ours, the men don't want to look like hippies. They want to be neat and clean. But the women, they want to grow long hair. So I guess sometimes you have to cut it anyway for whatever reason. I mean, even just can't let it go all the way down. Then it'll be too hard to maintain. So with all that we should say, why is it so important for women to get haircuts? It doesn't make any sense. It can't be. So basically, say this brisa can't be. Because it's not so important for women to get haircuts. That's what the Ramban and the Beis Yosef quotes and the Rush and Rashi and Tosfos say. So therefore they say, but there's something else which is very important for women. We know that even Ad Hayom Hazeh, women are very makbid to remove body hair in different parts of the body. Right? Okay, exactly what parts of the body? In different cultures, different times and places were different. But even nowadays, the women are much more concerned with the men to not have body hair. It looks very unsightly on women. And therefore, mistamed didn't mean a woman's allowed to get a haircut. That doesn't make it just doesn't make common sense. In men, a woman's allowed to remove body hair because body hair on a woman is considered very mos, and therefore it would be very unattractive. So that is, says the Ramban, the Rosh, okay, it's good enough. Says, no, this means Seir Hanguf, which is mos. And that's the psak of the Ramah. And actually, it really makes a lot more sense. That makes sense why women are so sensitive, right? We know women, they shave or wax parts of their bodies all the time. And it's considered very unsightly for women to have hair on her body. And that, mistamed, that's what it meant. And that's the Ramah. So the Ish Osram after Isha v'chein Iker. We, Ashkenaz and Paschal, it's usher even for Isha. We don't mean it's usher for an Isha and we deny that whole brisa. What we mean is, what we mean is, and it's really, put Tosos beforehand, fine. What we mean is, a woman's allowed to remove body hair because that is considered very important for her. And that's what it means, halakha l'maisa, right? So after Shiva, the woman can shave her legs or whatever to remove body hair, but she can't get a haircut, same as a man. That's the accepted psak of Ashkenazim, and it actually just makes perfect common sense. Says the Shach here in Sifkat and Beis, he says, quoting the Bach, in a place where a woman does shave her hairs or cut her hairs, like Tzidu Bas Tzida, Muteris Litle Machar Zayin, he says, it's not only body hairs. It's also, sometimes there are some hairs even from her hair, which the women always keep very neat, like the hairs on the payas, that's the tzidda bas tzidda, where maybe they didn't want this someplace, they didn't want them sticking out of their tickle, or for whatever reason. Okay, so if it's here that sticks out in her face, then that would be considered improper for women to have, that's also okay. But the principle is, we're only talking about hairs that it's in, that are considered improper for women, for a woman to grow, we're not talking about a haircut. And that's the halacha le'maisa. Says Mechaber Vav, this is a big machlokas. Lisro grusha v'masrik. How about combing your hair? Mutra filo tok shiva. Right, what's wrong with combing? Well, why can't you comb on Shabbos? This is a psik resha, right, of a nitila seir, right? Of gozes, of hair. Not hair cutting, but pulling out hairs. So it was a psik resha, usr, and avilus also. So this is a big machlokas. And one of the machavers say, no, it's perfectly mutter. And I think the answer is pasha, because in avilus, the usr is like basically trying to make yourself look nice, etc. Here, you're not pulling out hairs with a comb. That's not a type of haircut of looking nice. That's just a psik resha. And therefore, it's totally mutter. There are some gersos here that had, the shach says, the Urzarua has, and apparently the shach had this gers in the mechaber, says, lisrok isha rosa masrek mutter afilotok shiva. that only for a woman it's much or why? Because a woman needs to comb her hair more, so they were more makel, but a man who doesn't need to is usser. So here, our Gerson the Mechaber has Lisra Grosho, says motzer for everyone. The Taz says also in Sukkot and Beis, Lisra Grosho Masri, Kachzot Lo, motzer for everyone. The Shach is not so clear. He quotes the Bach, who says a Tosofer should be Lisra Grosho Masrik. Then he quotes the Orza Ruah, with Matar only for a woman. So here it's not so clear what the halach of combing is. It is Matar only for a woman, because for a woman it's more of a Tzorach, but a man who needs to comb his hair, or is it Matar for everyone? Again, the Shach, the Taz and the Bach had the Gersa of Rosho, and the Shach had the Gersa of Haisha. Halacha l'maaseh in different modern day Sfarim, it says different things. But in the Mishnah Brura, different modern day Sfarim pask in different ways. But in the Mishnah Brura, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, in the Shar HaTzion of Chaf Ches, I think I can dike his opinion, he says, the afil about velos nuktu achrona mazel lohakel. Okay, what is mazel? You need some. L'inyan srikas harosh. What about combing your hair during the Shavuot Shachabot Tishbav? Ein lahachmer zafil shayim shavua. Then you should not be machmer at all. And then he says that you shouldn't be machmer at all because even in real avela shiva, you know, the achrona marmeko. He's not machalki men and women. It sounds like he's agreeing with the Gersa of Rosho. So lemaisa, I think, halachki de remeko, that everyone can be makel to comb their hair. Even a man can be makel to comb his hair during Shiva, and assume that's the right Gersa in the Mechaber, like the Shar Tzion in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Sivkot and Chav Ches. Not the Mishnah Berurah Chav Ches, the Shar Tzion, Sivkot and Chav Ches. Zayin, Kshem Sha Asa Galeach, Kol Shalosh Miyon Kach, Asa Litol Tzibur Nayim. Okay, here also we have another big Machlokas Rishonim. The, what about fingernails? So the, it's Machlokas Tanan, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi that it's mutter, but the Gemara says that not with the gnustri, meaning not with the normal kli, only with the shinoid. So the question is, what is this talking about? When do you need a shinoi? Is it mutter during Shiva with a shinoi? Is it mutter, is it mutter during Shiva with a shinoi, mutter in Shloshim, mutter even without a shinoi? Right? Is it mutter during Shiva or Shloshim only with a shinoi? Is it also during Shiva Bechlala only mutter during Shloshim with a shinoi? We're not sure. Pask is the Mechaber. Kashem Shasu Lerko Shloshim Yokach also Litzel Tzvanayim Bekli. You're not allowed to use a proper kli to cut your fingernails. Avol b'yada v'shina mutter with a shinoi, like picking with your hands or with biting with your teeth. Then it is mutter afilu tok shiva. Okay, so he paskins like the Ramban that there's no difference in shiva and shloshim when it comes to fingernails. Even during shiva, it's mutter with a shinoi, and even during shloshim, it's asur without a shinoi. Okay, and that's the accepted psak that for 30 days you can't cut your fingernails without a shinoi, but even tok shiva, you can cut your fingernails with a shinoi. What about a woman who's tovels after Shiva during Shloshim? Because during Shiva she wouldn't even tovel. But what if her tefillah is during Shloshim? And Titol Tzibur, what's the problem? She could just be cut her fingernails with a shinoi. No, Titol Tzibur Nebi, Yadel Vishinel, Ainu Notel Shiafen. If she does with a shinoi, it won't come off properly. It won't be, meaning for mikvah, it has to come off completely. It has to come off properly. So if she just stomps long fingernails and it's hard for her, so okay, she just bites them a little. But for mikvah, she needs to cut them properly.
Isn't this specifically like the nail itself is a chatzitza?
No,
isn't it dafted? Shouldn't that be dafted with something that she does? I mean, if you said the dirt under this thing, would that also be found? Dirt.
What you're saying is if the nail itself is not mechaber still admits that you mean want to just clean under the nails and not cut them. unless it's just because l'chatchila we assume that you need to cut your fingernails, even if it wouldn't be ma'akev b'diavet. Rather, what should she do? She should tell a guy to cut them with a razor or scissors, meaning even without a shinoi.
Why won't a shinoi work?
You're saying, why not? Can
won't
you really?
Look good,
it won't look good, but it'll still be short. You're saying you can still get them short with a shinoi. What's the metzias that he's worried about?
And a nail clipper and then to start it and then to pull the rest, and that's considered a good shinoi. So that's
in can't you get them short? I mean, there are people who bite their fingernails all the time, right? And they get them really short. So can't you get them short?
Could it be like you can just like we're not going to require you to do something?
But that's not what the Mechaber says, is it? He says, "Ain't any tellus yafa," meaning she can't cut them properly. Right, he's assuming your mamas can't cut them properly. Okay.
Maybe not consistently. Maybe like not all around. Sure.
Maybe. Maybe someone practices a lot can, but a regular person can't. I don't know, I'll just have to leave with maybe like a regular person can. Someone always bites their nails, so maybe they're practiced at it. Someone doesn't. Or maybe they'll make other problems. After all, if you bite your nails, maybe something will come off, maybe a hangnail or some of the skin will come off. Maybe they'll make other chatzitza problems. I don't know. I was never a compulsive nail biter. You have to ask the compulsive nail biters what happens. Okay, let's assume it doesn't work. Says you can tell a guy to do it. Okay, this is very strange. Says here we have machlokas shachan tas. I must admit, I don't understand this. Mechaber at all. The Taz has a few questions, right? One of the Taz's question is, doesn't the Taz say a woman's allowed to get a haircut? Doesn't the Mechaber say a woman's allowed to get a haircut for Sephardim? So shouldn't the Mechaber also say a woman's allowed to cut her nails? Okay. So there are answers to that. The Nekudas Kesef answers, well, that's because since you could do it with a shinoi, normally you should do it with a shinoi. And the Berigola says, no, it just doesn't look so bad to have long nails. He also asked, why isn't it mutter? Because, says the Taz, we have a Ramali. Ranu says that you can cut your fingernails for a mohel, so for a mitzvah. So isn't this also for a mitzvah? So the answer is that's not such a strong question either. The mole only cuts one fingernail that he needs for the priya. That's not the same as cutting all your fingernails. But Lamaisa, the big question is here, what should she do? Says the mechaber, she should get a goy to give her a to cut her nails. Says the Ramah, no, she could also tell Yisraelis, it doesn't have to be a goy. She can even get a Jew. What's the difference? It's just he's used to the Lashon Chol HaMoed, but I mean, the Akum is more kal. But here, there's no difference. And this is a big machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. The Shach says that the Mechaber is right. Only a Goy, because by a Jew, you have Shlichos. We have Shlichos on Kamosov. There's no Shlichos by a Goy, the Gemara says. Therefore, you can't tell a Jew to do it because of Shlichos. So therefore, you have to tell a Goy. And the Taz says, nope. You can even get a Jew to do it. Lemaisa, this whole thing is a little funny. I must admit, I don't understand this whole din of the Mechaber and the Ramah for a very simple reason, which is, what's the Isser? Is the Isser an Avelus for someone to give themselves a haircut, or for someone to get a haircut?
Clearly, the Isser is to get a haircut. So is the Isser for someone to cut their own nails or to have their nails cut? Clearly, in a Avelis, the Isser is not to wash your clothes, to wear laundered clothes, not to iron your clothes, to wear iron clothes, not to cut hair, but to have a haircut. So the Isser is not the mice of cutting nails. The Isser is the tzav, having your nails cut. So what difference does it make if someone else does it or the Avel does it? The mice, the Avel has her nails cut. I don't understand why it should be mutter al yidei Akam or al yidei Yisraelis. So the Taz answers this question. The Taz answers this question. And the Taz says, it's not mutter because someone else is doing it. It's mutter because that's a shinoi, because usually you cut your own nails. Someone else cuts your nails, that's a shinoi. So, I'm not sure about this Taz. After all, I never lived in the 17th century. But as far as I can recall, but I don't know. I just visited my parents in Fairlawn, New Jersey. When you drive down Broadway in Fairlawn, New Jersey, every block there's a nail salon. I'm pretty sure there's not one block without a nail salon. I don't know who. Are there enough people to give business to all those nail salons? I don't understand. But everyone goes to a nail salon and you get a manicure, right? Manicure means someone else cuts your fingernails. That's not a shinoi. That's considered schmitz, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you're not so fancy, so you cut your own fingernails. Never. You cut your own fingernails, right? But if you really want to look good, you go to a manicure, and the manicurist cuts your fingernails.
Better be schmitz. It's expensive.
Is it? Not in Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Because they do the nails.
Isn't that more than just, cutting your nails?
Okay, but clearly it's not a shinoi for someone else to cut your nails, right? So I just don't understand this whole idea of, basically, I must admit, I just don't totally get it. Why is it more makeup for someone else to cut her nails? Right, so here's basically the question, which is, why is it more makeup for someone else to cut her nails? And I have two answers. Says the Taz, because al yidei acher is a shinoi. It's weird for someone else to cut your nails. And therefore the nafkamina is that it's mutter bein al yidei akum bein al yidei yisraelis. Okay, my only kash on that is that doesn't seem to match the mitzvahs nowadays, unless you say in the old days, no one ever cut anyone else's fingernails, and if someone did, it wouldn't come out as good. Could be. Says the Shach, because it's only usher for the Avel herself, to cut. Except we have a rule of Shlucho Shel Adam Kimoso. And therefore, it is mutter al yidei akum, because the rule is no shlichas for a guy. At least, midoraisa there's no shlichas for a guy, so it's more mekel. But aser al yidei yisraelis, which is the pshat of the mechaber. Again, I have a little trouble with both of these pshatim according to the Shach. I understand all of avelus. The isser is not doing the maisa. The isser is the result of looking nice. So, I really don't understand the Shach and the Taz. I understand the misvara. Just in the Metzias, it doesn't seem to be the Metzias I'm familiar with, unless you have to say that in the old days, there was a different Metzias, and no one ever practiced cutting anyone else's nails, and therefore it was always a shinoi. Right? There were probably no nail salons in the days of the Taz that I feel comfortable with, assuming.
And also, Ellie was like, instead of going to manicurist, maybe asking your next door.
You're saying even nowadays, if you stop asking a person to cut your nails, they won't do such a good job. That's true. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Elchanan is right. Even nowadays, if instead of going to the nail salon, if I just asked you to cut my nails, it would definitely not be as nice if I cut them myself. Okay, Elchanan's right. So therefore, Lamaisa, the Taz, we understand. It's just not manicurists. And even nowadays, there are non-manicurists, like in the 17th century, everyone was a non-manicurist. Okay, so here, this is Nicha Misvara, at least, if you're not talking about a professional manicurist, This is Tzarech Iyun Misvara. It's a little funny. The Shach shouldn't be Tzarech Iyun Misvara. He always had good svaras. But I don't understand where the Shach is coming from. Whoever heard that it's only Usur for the Avil to cut. No, it's the Usur for the Avil to look nice. So Tzarech Iyun on the Shach. I'm sure he must have some deep svara, but I'm just not sure where it is. What it is. L'maisa says the Gesher Chaim. L'maisa says the Gesher Chaim based on this. or maybe not based on this, but says the Gesher Chaim, what if she can't find anyone to cut her nails? Then she can cut her nails herself with the kli, because really we can be mekel b'mako mitzvah. Okay, so if she's stuck, she can cut her nails herself with the kli. The Gesher Chaim also, says Rabbi Akiva Eger here that Dibur Maschel, also Lichol Tzibur Nayim, he says, or just he's bedaik from silence, that even though we're machmer on cutting nails for 30 days, you don't need gara. Because after 30 days, it's heter gomer. Which would then imply that after a regular, it's also heter gomer. Okay, so much for haircuts. Yes?
Is there someone that's a neighbor who is like very artistic and would actually do a better job? There's a shinoi in the mice. It's not normal to ask an expert. I mean, it's like a shinoi in the
mice. No, I don't think you could say that, because given there are nail salons, it's hard to say it's a shinoi in the mice, just because it's a neighbor. That's hard to say. Okay. Shin Sadi Aleph. Avel Aser B'chol Mine Simcha. Okay, here there's a lot of shilas about this. Aleph is talking specifically about Shiva. Avil Asr b'simcha, and Avil is Asr b'simcha, and therefore what? Lefikach liyikach tinok b'cheko kol shiva shema yavo li deischo. This is a halacha that I have not seen a lot of people be makban on, but I think they should. This is not a an Avil is Asr in simcha, and therefore an oval should not play with the little kid during Shiva, because it might make him laugh. Right? Make him laugh and play. After all, people play with little kids, they lose their solemnity. And therefore, an oval should not play with little kids during Shiva. Okay.
Even his own?
Even his own. Again, within reason, using common sense. But an oval should not play with little kids during, and again, you should not pick up, really, little kids during Shiva, because they'll end up making him laugh. Okay, nowadays some people think it's therapeutic, but really, no, for Shiva, he should avoid all schok. Even on Tisha B'Av, the poskim write, there'd be a havamina that you shouldn't pick up the little kids during Tisha B'Av, except for that, because everyone's an oval in Tisha B'Av, and therefore someone has to be top of with the kids. So might as well be you as much as anyone else. But during Shiva, assuming there are other people doing the top with the kids, then he should not play with the kids, because that will cause him to lose his solemnity. There are a few other things that are also during Shiva, right? The Aleph is specifically during Shiva. A few other things that are also during Shiva because of Simcha. If you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, he says there are some parts of davening, I might have mentioned this already, that are usher because of Simcha, and he mentions two specific parts of davening where you have psuke Simcha. One is, he says in Havdalah, if the Avol is making Havdalah, he shouldn't say the psukim first, because those are just for Simcha. He should rather only say the brachos. And the second is Kiddush Levana. We know Kiddush Levana, Lechachila has to be b'simcha. Lechachila has to be b'simcha. Okay, I know the Minhag HaGra is not that way. I don't know, what do they do in... Oh, I don't know if there's really such thing as a Minhag of Grus during the summer. Right? Because in my shul, we don't say Kiddush Levana until after Tisha B'Av, like the original Minhag. Some people, if you Minhag HaGra, say no, say Kiddush Levana as soon as possible. So again, I don't know what those people would do, but even in Eretz Yisrael, my shul generally follows Minhag Eretz Yisrael, and we wait till Kiddush Levana. We wait until after Tisha B'Av, because you want to have Kiddush Levana b'simcha. That's also why we wait till Matzei Shabbos, normally, because in Matzei Shabbos, you're wearing your nice clothes, and it's more mechubed and simchatik.
What if an Avo would miss this?
Uh-huh. So clearly, it's only l'chachila. If the Avo would miss this man, he still has to say Kiddush Levana. That's very clear. But he should try to avoid saying Kiddush Levana. Now, how much should he try to avoid saying Kiddush Levana? So the Magen Avraham says that
If it'll still if it still have five more chances after Avelos, he should wait till after Avelos. Because the poskim assume it's based on Shubas Hadeshen. If you have five chances, you're going to get one clear night. Okay. That's usually a pretty good assumption. I haven't worked out the mathematics, but let's assume it works out. So the Magen Avraham says he shouldn't say Kiddush Levana if he's still going to be done by the 10th. The Shaar Ephraim is more machlok. Shaar Ephraim says, no, he shouldn't say Kiddush Levana even if he'll just have one more night. That's what he says. Davkim over hazman. Sheish od zman eini yochel lekadish mei evlo. So here we have machlokas. How seriously do we take this lechachila hakpada of Kiddush Levana being simcha? The Magen Avraham says, take it a little seriously, but leave yourself 5 days. Shaar Ephraim says, take it very seriously. If you have one day afterwards, save it for the last day. What if it's cloudy? If it's cloudy, it's not your fault, right? Onus rechon apashrei. Halacha l'maisa, who do we paskin like? This could be a big nafkamina. The Kiddush Levana is found in Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, obviously. In Chelek. The very end of Chelek Dalet and Mishabur. Everyone thinks Chelek Dalet and Mishabur is only about Erevin. I mean, they're mostly right. They're 90% right. No, they're more than 90% right. But it's also about, oh, maybe 90% right, also about Rosh Chodesh. So in Siman Tav Chaf Vav is Halachas of Kiddush Levana. And it says right here that that says that Bir Halacha Kasam HaMagen Avraham etc. But he says Kashim Od. They have to leave 5 days. It'll matter. Let's say his shiva is going to end on the 12th. Kashim Od to the Magen Avraham is matter. Say Kiddush Levana. Just make sure he has five more chances. He doesn't like that. And therefore he says, Shabavada ain't sar chlocha shem lo yuchla harka lakadesh, etc., etc., gamza kasha, lamaisa, says the Mishabura like the Shaar Ephraim. Ulanias daiti, sorry, I'll just read the last line so we don't want to hear a lot. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The last line says, Ulanias daiti adim and bal Shaar Ephraim. Okay, that's pretty easy. Right? The Mishabura pasuk is like the Shaar Ephraim, that's the bir halacha and tuf chaf vav. Right? A simon that most people don't get to. Tafcha vav, Bir Halacha says, like the Shaar Ephraim, and therefore, a person, an avil, shouldn't say Kiddush Levana if he's going to have one chance after he finishes Shiva.
Do we factor in weather reports?
The Mishabur didn't discuss that for obvious reasons. Lamaisa. I think I would, given that Magen Avraham says anyway, like if you knew it was going to be that, if you knew he would have one more chance and it was going to rain, then I'd be makel from Tehur Machrif and say Kiddush Levana during Shiva. Kach Nir Olam Yisdaiti, and I'd be so much on Magen Avraham, or just on common sense.
For Adalit, is it Lechatchil that someone else should make it so that they can say Musukum, or
doesn't matter? I don't know. I guess it would be nice. You know, I wouldn't say chiv l'chachilura. It would be nice to say them and to say those sukkim. So it would be nice for someone to say them. Yeah, someone else could say them. Okay. Says the Shos Yaakov here also, at the very least, he should wait till after the first 3 days if he can. Because 3 days of Bechi is more chomer. Okay, so those are the three things we've seen in the Isra of Simcha Toch Shiva are playing with babies. Number two, saying the Pesukim of Havdalah, and number three, saying Kiddush Levana, if you'll have a chance.
Well, like sometimes people come to pay Shiva, or like say a joke about the deceased, or like a funny story. And their scar is I'm trying to actually make them feel happy.
Right, so it's a little funny. It seems from here, like Misfari, you would think, yeah, the little kid will make him happier. It's a good Nichum Avelin. But we see from here that that's not the proper Ashkafa of Nichum Avelim. So should someone come and be a comedian and think that's Nichum Avelim? L'chor not. Now again, where do you draw the line? Sometimes it's a funny story that, you know, that's Kavod HaMeis. You know, so I don't know. I think that you have to use your common sense in these things. But we do see from here that the inyan of nicham aveilan does not involve schok. Okay, then someone has to use their common sense. We do see it doesn't involve schok. So, you know, I try not to tell jokes at shit houses. And there's some people who are, whatever they do, they're always telling jokes. That's their mahot, so I don't know.
I just want to clarify what Zev is saying. I think what Zev is saying is that sometimes not also, this is like the Torah scope, but like it could be like, it's in this room, someone had a good sense of humor, you want to tell a story about them. So that's part of like just talking about the Nifter and the Rosha that they have. Like, you're not just like stam being lightheaded for the sake of like cheering the person up. You're specifically talking
right.
about the mace.
You're trying to be a with the mace.
His nekuda was that he was
by being mazker right. at the Shevach of the mace. Yeah. Lenny is the idea, it seems to be if you're mazker the Shevach of the mace, then it's then it's appropriate. But, nearly. Okay, base. Here we get to the very, very complicated yonim. Al kol ha-meisim nechlas beis ha-mishta la'achar shloshim yom. For all meisim, you could go to a party, beis ha-mishta. It's unclear if beis ha-mishta here means party. Sometimes it means specifically wedding. Sometimes it means party. You know, but a party. Let's call it a party now. After 30 days. Alavim alachar yud beis chodesh. Okay, so what do we see from here? That the Isser of Simcha, going to a party, is for the whole 30 days and for Avimo for 12 months. Right? We all know Avilim don't go to weddings and such for 12 months if their parents pass away. That's a regular Maisim Chogyom. Even if it's a leap year, they're not also for a year, they're also for 12 months. This is a claw for everything to the Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh never means a year, it means 12 months. If it's a leap year, then they finish their Avelos a month earlier than the Yorzeit. Umihu. There are some exceptions. First exception is very limited. Simchas Mareus. Apparently in the old days they had a minhag called Simchas Mareus. Mareus just comes from like v'haftal reacha kamocha, friends. Even nowadays we have a minhag that friends make parties sometimes. But I think nowadays we're more, I don't know, maybe I travel in the wrong circles. I think nowadays we're more easygoing about these things. I think. In those days, they were very makpid. It could also be that in those days, like nowadays, probably in our modern economy, the amount of money it costs to like entertain is perhaps smaller compared to other life expenses. In those days, maybe it was a little higher, or maybe people just didn't have as much free cash. Anyway, in those days, they were very strict. Simchas Mareus, there was a group of six chevra who always made parties, and they would take turns paying, and everyone had to pay their turn. If not, then they were gazlan. I wonder, I still know people who do that. Like, you know, like three people on their birthday, they each, like, take out the other person or whatever. But, you know, I wonder if it's as serious as the old Simchas Mareus. You know, then it seems like they took the mumminous aspect very seriously. And therefore, Simchas Mareus Shechayv Lefros Miyad, if you owe it now. And apparently they wouldn't wait in the old days if they preferred not to wait. You owe it right away. So if you owe it, then there's a kula. Motla sozo miyad achar shiva. After shiva, you're allowed to, if you owe, from here we see the chashivas and chazal of paying your debts, even though this is only a party debt and not actual cash. In a party debt's not so important. Cash the person might need to buy milk for his kids. Here it's just a party debt. Nonetheless, the importance of paying your debts is such that they were matter after Shiva during Shloshin. But if he's not chayv to pay, if it's not a debt, just partying, then he's to wait the full 30 days. Here we see that 12 months of Avaim is more chomer than 30 days of other relatives. It's a big fetish. That for Avaimo, even if he owes, too bad, they all have to wait and not get paid back for 12 months. You can't be mako, there's no room for compromise at all. Yes?
This is talking about, I mean, if he pays, he's also going to be entertaining.
Yes, the way you paid was you invited everyone for a party. That was it didn't mean you paid cash. I mean, you hosted everyone in your house for a party. Right, you have things like that, no? My grandmother, Lael Shalom, I don't think it's exactly this, but she had her chevra not so young people. I don't know what's politically correct. She had her chevra of grandparents, you know, and they would have a poker game every week. And the poker game would circulate to everyone's house. And, you know, when it was your turn, then you had to sponsor all the food. You had to sponsor the kibbud for the poker game. And it cost money. And I, you know, And if someone wouldn't have it at their house, then they'd have eaten everyone else's snacks, and they wouldn't be providing snacks. So that's Simchas Moreus. Now again, there they play poker, so they didn't have such fancy food. They didn't have to have snakes. They didn't have to have steaks and wine or spirits or whatever, because they were busy playing poker. But still, they had fancy snacks. Remember when I was a kid? It was the best snacks I would ever see. He managed to sneak in at the beginning before they started playing. Once they started to play, though, I was out of there. Kids were not allowed to disturb serious things. But sometimes I managed to sneak in for a little playing. Also, that's how I learned my first words of Yiddish, right? Zwanzig, zwanzig and finnig, dreifig, dreizig and finnig, vierzig. This was cents, not dollars. these weren't high rollers. Those the first words of Yiddish I ever learned was how to bid in a poker game. Zwanzig and finnig. That's the quarter. No one ever got rich, no one ever got poor, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so that's Simchas Moreus, I remember from when I was a kid. And you have to host it in your house, otherwise, I mean, it's pasnish. You're not going to, like, send someone to someone else's house. The whole point was to host it. It's pasnish, so you send food to someone else's house. Okay, so that's Simchas Moreus, and that's before Shulam Gemara. That's the simple part. Only after that, it gets complicated. Who did Chesky put in charge of the board?
No,
okay.
Steady hands.
Got this. Okay, you have a future in photography. You should know if you make a hobby of photography, you're following in the footsteps of Gedolim, where Rimon's hobby is photography. He takes all the pictures for his farm. Yeah, he actually had some chumras that came out of his experience in photography. In our shul, it says on top, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Taman, on top of the Aron, it says Hashem instead of Yudke Vavke. He said, why? All the poskim say it's mutter to put Yudke Vavke in the shul. He says, because everyone loves taking pictures of shuls in the Aron Kodesh. And then the pictures always end up in the garbage. So this way he didn't want to put Yudke Vavke because people take pictures that end up in the garbage. So he put Hashem. Okay, chumra that came out of his experience in photography. It's good thinking, no? Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. So here we have the Isser of Simcha. Meaning Simcha, not talking about the Shiva things. Now we're talking about parties. So what are the heterim of Simcha? So one heter is Piraon Simchas Moreus. And when does that heter apply? Only Achar Zion, Lishar Proven, not at all for Avim, right? For parents, there's no kula at all. Okay, then there's this other kula. Says twice, I believe. It says, first of all, It says l'shem mitzvah is mutter, right? L'shem mitzvah is mutter. The Rishalmi says Chaburis Mitzvah is Mutter, right? The Rishalmi is a Lashon Chaburis Mitzvah is Mutter. Okay, so there's a Heter of Mitzvah.
What is that?
We're not sure yet. And then there's also a Heter of, what was the exact Lashon? Second. Let me look up the exact Lashon. I'm not going to get into the chiluk of whether we mean the same thing or different things. But, in Maseches Smachos it says, unless it was L'shem Shamayim is Mutter. So Yerushalmi says, Chaburis Mitzvah or Kiddush HaChodesh is Mutter. Okay, so Yerushalmi says Mitzvah is Mutter. Maseches Smachos says L'shem Shamayim is Mutter. What is this heter of Mitzvah and L'shem Shamayim? So there are two ways to understand this. And this is a very, very fundamental machlokas. Very fundamental machlokas. The Raven and the Rosh say, it's not that mutter, that mitzvah is mutter. Like, what's a mitzvah? Oh, it's a mitzvah. Go to a chasna, go to a bris milah. Anything that's a mitzvah only, right? No, it's not that a mitzvah is mutter. It's that a mitzvah which wouldn't happen without your participation is mutter. Like Kiddush HaChodesh, right? They make a suddas Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay. Certain chachamim would have to come for Kiddush HaChodesh to give their opinion, to vote, and it wouldn't happen without them. So that's what it means. Or it means like eating kudshim or something. What it means is that if it's a mitzvah that you need to participate in order to do the mitzvah, that's mutter. But just stam to go to a mitzvah party, of course that's usher. Says the Ravid, that's even more chamer than rishus. After all, in Sudas Rishus, it's mutter to pay back after Shiva for Shar Krovim. It's time to go to Chasnas? No, it's never mutter to go to Chasnas. It's never mutter to go to Brisses and things like that. The heter is only if it wouldn't happen without you. And therefore, what is the example of that? What example of that does he use from the world of weddings? When wouldn't the wedding happen without you? What does he call that case? Masi Yasum V'Yasoma. You're trying to make a shidduch for Yasum and Yasoma. How do you make a shidduch for Yasum and Yasoma? Remember, in their days, making shidduchim was like, see Fiddler on the Roof or something, was like the Haredi felt in our days, right? What was the only thing that was ma'akiv in a shidduch is having enough money, right? Wasn't like in the modern felt when they ask if the boy and girl are, you know, if they're going to like each other and things like that. No, a shidduch means having money. Because without money, how can you get married, right? Where are you going to live? you can't live without money. As long as you live in your father's house, the Seder, but to get your own house, you need money. So, Masi Yasum Yisoma means you get people to donate money. The Yasum doesn't have money, the Yisoma doesn't have money. So you get people to donate money. You only get people to donate money, so I'm not an expert at fundraising. YU has a department of development, is that what they call it? It's like, it's one of these things that's like, it's a derogatory term, so you have to change it every 10 years. It used to be fundraising, then it became development. Then people realized development meant fundraising, and then it became like, not nice, and now they call it institutional advancement. I think that's what it calls now. So eventually they'll say institutional advancement, that's a bizarre to be an institutional advancement, and they'll call it something else that people won't realize what it is. Okay, so so they know you want to get money out of people, you have to want to dine them, you have to mechabi them, that's the ikker, right? You want someone to donate money to the yeshiva, so the Rosh Yeshiva has to spend FaceTime with them. The Rosh Yeshiva has to sit next to them and butter them up. Okay, so I assume this guy was trying to make a wedding for the Yasum Yasoma. Maybe he was the Rosh Yeshiva. He was trying to marry the Yasum Yasoma, and he had all the Gevirim together. And then what he says, he has to sit at the dais with the Gevirim and eat and drink with them and be mechavid them and tell them how great they are and how wonderful they are in order for them to give the money. And if he doesn't do it, chasna is not going to happen. The Yasum Yasoma will be crying the rest of their life. Okay, so then that's mutter. That is the heter of mitzvah and l'shem shemayim means not you're celebrating a mitzvah. No, celebrating mitzvah is a terrible thing for an oval to do. After all, that's the biggest simcha in the world. It's a bigger simcha to celebrate a mitzvah than to stam have sudas meres and hang out in bars. People who hang out in bars have a certain darga of simcha. People who celebrate mitzvahs have a much better, deeper darga of simcha because they're really doing something meaningful. That can't be mutter. No, what's mutter is if the mitzvah wouldn't happen without you. So here we have the heter of mitzvah. Right? Mitzvah or l'shem shamayim. And here we have two fundamentally different approaches. One is the Ravid and the Rush. The Ravid and the Rush say this means that the mitzvah wouldn't happen without you. That's called Masi Yosom without him. V'yosoma. But stam a mitzvah party, of course that's usher. That's terrible.
Masi.
Masi is the hifil of nisuin, to cause to be married. However, there's another approach, right? The Ramban and the Nebuka Yosef take a different approach. The Beis Yosef quotes Nebuka Yosef. The I think the Ramban also had this approach, if I recall correctly. but the Mordechai and others.
The Yehuda Yosef and the Ramban say no. What it means is a mitzvah party.
Why? They're more makel for a mitzvah party than for a shus party, because a mitzvah party is important, right?
And
they're more makel for a mitzvah than for a shus. Now here's the problem. Hold on, a wedding is a mitzvah party. You're allowed to go to weddings, right? So here it's actually interesting. The Beis Yosef quotes from, it's a whole series of quotes and quotes and quotes, but the Smag quotes from the Rebbe of Tam, you're allowed to go to Sudas Chasan, to a Chasan. Now what did he mean? Beis Yosef sounded like, that just means to go in, but not to actually participate in the meal. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, Taka, they think even going to a Chasan is mutter. That would be a tremendous chish. That a mitzvah party is mutter. So, smag b'shem reaver b'in v'tam, at least that's the way some people understand the smag, and that's the posh shot of the smag, say it's mutter go to weddings. That's a tremendous coup. No one agrees with that. That's crazy. That's too much. Sounds like, right, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks they mean that, even weddings. But that's not mainstream. Beis Yosef doesn't even think that's what... I know, I read the Beis Yosef, but I don't think he even thought that's what the Smag meant. All the Rishonim say, except for weddings. Why except for weddings? What's the difference between a wedding and another Sudas Mitzvah? What? No. What do we say at a wedding in Benjamin? Shasimcha. A wedding is a chalo simcha. Do we say shasimcha mono at a hidyon a ben and a bris? No. It's not a chalo simcha. Okay, you're asking why one is a chalo simcha and the other isn't a chalo simcha? Okay, the Gemara discusses that. But clearly, except for weddings, why? What they mean is that Sudas mitzvah sheyesh ba simcha is aser. For example, wedding. But sudas mitzvah she'ein ba simcha is mutter. That is what all the Rishonim say. I got the Dr. Moshe quoted the Mordechai is agreeing to both of them. It says, why can they both be halakulas? Okay. This what, and the Mordechai also says this, although he said both of them. Okay, this is a tremendous machlokes. What about any mitzvah party besides a wedding? Do we say no? Everything's usher unless the mitzvah be nispata, masi yasam v'yisoma. Or do we say no? All mitzvah parties are mutter, except for weddings, because weddings have a special chalo simcha. But other mitzvah parties don't have chalo simcha. I understand it's a party, but there's no chalo simcha, so it's mutter. That is a tremendous nafkamina. Okay, now we just have to figure out how we paskin. Right? Now we just have to figure out how we paskin. So, let's see. Says the Mechaber. Umihu simchas... No, says the Ramah. Sorry. Uvechaburis mitzvah kiyon masi yasom v'yisoma l'shem shamayim v'yim lo yochal shem yispat al maisa mutter. A mitzvah such as the weddings of an orphan. And if you don't come, the wedding won't happen. Then it is mutter la'achar lamid, right, after 30 days. I guess, what would be the equivalent nowadays? What if you're the guest of honor, right, at a dinner? What if someone's a guest, I don't know what happens. What if someone's an oval, the guest of honor at dinner? What do they do? If the guest of honor doesn't show up, then maybe people won't donate money. The
That's considered a pseudo-simcha, mitzvah.
I mean, if they're raising, usually when someone's a guest of honor, it's not the guest of honor Stam raise money to build a swimming pool. It's the guest of honor raise money for yeshiva, right? That's like Masi Yasum Yisola. If they don't raise money, the yeshiva's going to have to close.
It's a pseudos mitzvah.
What? It's a chaburis mitzvah. Without that, there would be no mitzvah. Anyway, lechor, if without that, the yeshiva wouldn't have money, then it should be mutter, right? Aval... Lacher lamed, I will tok lamed, also chosudas mitzvah she be olam. So that's mutter. Lacher lamed. So we paskin that this is a valid heter. We agree with this heter. When is it mutter? It's mutter lacher lamed. When is it mutter? When is this mutter? Obviously, lacher lamed is who died if we're mattering lacher lamed. Parents, because other relatives, there's no such thing as lacher lamed. So, mutter, achar, lamed, le'av ve'im. How about l'shar krufin?
After shah.
When is it mutter for shar krufin? You could say also after lamed, because it should be the same rule. Or you could say no, the rule is, it's one stage before the end. So this is a famous machlokas between the shach and everyone else in the world. The shach quotes the Bach, says the Bach, for other krovim, it's achar zayin. For everyone, it's like one level before the end. And he actually has a good taina. The shach says, nope, achar lamed. He says, if it's also during shloshim, it's also during shloshim. Okay, the shach seems to have the pshat taina. What's also during shloshim? It's also during shloshim. Who cares what relative it was? During shloshim is during shloshim. However, the Bach has a better taina. What's the Bach's taina? The Bach says, hold on, kol shekein. Pain back simchas mareis. Is mutter after shiva shar krovim and usser after shloshim for avi imo. So we see that after shiva shar krovim is more kal than after shloshim for avi imo. So it's mutter after shloshim for avi imo, kal shikain, kal v'chomer, it's mutter after shiva shar krovim. That's such a strong kal shikain that all the achronim agree with the Bach. I haven't found one person who agrees with the Shach. I'm sure there is if I would look harder and, you know, open up a library. But on the page, no one. The Dugmer Vav agrees with the Bach, Rabbi Kiva Eger agrees with the Bach. Piskei Tshuva quotes the Noda Yehuda, who agrees with the Bach. Everyone agrees with the Bach. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Dugmer Vava. I mean, the Noda Yehuda doesn't really count because he is the Dugmer Vava, right? Piskei Tshuva quotes the Noda Yehuda, what the Dugmer Vava says. Okay, not such a big kiddush. Same person. Vichuli, we paskin like the Bach, it's mutter after Zayin for Shar Krovim. Okay, so that's the heter of the mitzvah would be nisbatel without you. Anyone think of another example of the mitzvah would be nisbatel without you? What's another case of a party for a chasan where the mitzvah would be nisbatel without you? We've probably all been, we shouldn't be available, but we've all been in this situation where the shevarach is being nisbatel without us. What's that case? What? What if you're the minion? You're the tenth. What if you're the tenth? The other is the tenth. Right? The Shev Brach is being responsible without him. So maybe that's mutter. So that Gosa Shiri, quoted the Vesios, they said mutter. And Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this on the page. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says that Dibur Maskel Hagohos Ashiri, Kostrom, Kimdum, Lichum, Tzork, Lahashlam, Asar, Lachosan, Demutter, Likanes, Velechol. It's mutter if he's needed to be the tenth. So, any case. Where the mitzvah is bottled without you, there aren't so many cases like that. But any case of the mitzvah is bottled without him, there is a heter. So, other examples. What are examples of this? The classic example is Masi Yasom Vigasoma. Another example of the Hagos Ashri, quoted in the Rekiva Eger, is. They need a minion, right? And he's the minion. They can't find someone else to make the minion. Okay, then he has to come. Otherwise, there'd be no mitzvah. Another example which is discussed in the Gilgamesh Marsha here is, what if, this is an interesting one, it's not so pashut, what if the chasson refuses to get married without you? He has a case, chasson wanted his mother walking down the aisle to come to the wedding or whatever. He wouldn't get married without her. He wouldn't get married. Now, what if he wouldn't get married? He could wait. Okay, it would be a bit for peruvu. What do you mean to wait? We don't take lightly waiting to get married. The so says the Gilliam Arisha, another example. His example is that they won't agree to get married without you. Okay, similar to Yasmi Solmish, it's not that the Gvirim won't give the money, here the Chassan and Kala. Chassan says, without my mother, I'm not getting married. I'll wait a year to get married. Say, no, that's a bittul mitzvah for a year. What do you mean, to not get married for a year? That's a terrible bittul mitzvah. And therefore, he was bittul. Okay. But obviously, that's not the normal social situations that we all deal with. The normal social situations we all deal with are where the wedding or whatever would go on fine without you. You're just invited. So what if you're just invited? So let's see the halacha. So,
a mother couldn't go to her son's wedding?
According to this line of the Gilliam Marisha, yes. Wait. If you want to see what it says in the next line of the Gilliam Marisha, you'll have to wait. Okay. So, let's read a little more Rama. Avol sudas mitzvah lesba simcha motzli kanesba. Ah! Here we have the Nevi Yehuda. The Nevi Yosef and the Mordechai. Here he quotes the Mordechai. A sudas mitzvah that doesn't have simcha, meaning it's not a wedding. It's motzli kanesba, a pinyan aben, or sudas brismila, bris, and a pinyan aben. That doesn't have simcha because you don't say shas simcha b'mono. Basically, anything that's not a wedding. Motzli lechol shama filu tok shivel vashuli yitzvah beso. Even during Shiva, if it's in his own house, and after Shiva, even in someone else's house. Okay, Gvaldik, Heter. V'yesh osur mesudas brismila, however, some asur sudas brismila. V'aminak shalo lechol b'shum suda ba'olam kol yud beis chodesh m'chutz l'veso. Socha b'ayis mekilim sha'ocha b'veso b'sudas brismila kol shkim b'shash suda sha'im b'am simcha. V'l'sudas yishu and yesh lahachar kein yirali. Ah, so here we have the machlokas. Yesh omrim and yesh omrim, right? Two yesh omrims in the Ramah. What's the psak of the Ramah? What's the psak says the Ramah? Aser umutter beveso. It's aser unless it's in his house. Okay, usually you don't get invited to a sudas bris mila or a sudas pinyan aben in your house. And shev brachos even in the house is aser. To shev brachos, meaning by wedding, I mean shev brachos. It's always aser, right? Here we're talking about she'en bahem simcha. Aser mutter beso, of course, except for weddings. Weddings are hashut lehalacha de aser afilu beso, because again, all the rishonim said weddings have simcha, and by weddings I mean including shev brachos, right? Because you say shas simcha b'mon. Okay, but what about every other sudas mitzvah? So, the Ramah says, aser mutter in your house. Okay, sudas rishus, aser even in your house. Okay, aser outside of your house. That is the psak of the Ramah. Here it is not so pashut. The Aruch HaShulchan says, not so pashut, big machlokas rishonim. Not so pashut what the halacha should be. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, niralo, that b'makom hechreyach, there's room to be makel for sudas mitzvah she'en bo simcha, even outside the house. And he says, what's b'makom hechreyach? Like, especially, he says, if it's like the father or grandfather or mother or grandmother of the bal simcha. You know, say the grandfather of the baby at a bris, or the father of a bar mitzvah boy, or something like that. Especially in those cases, then, nirlo b'makom hechreyach to be makel, so says the Aruch HaShulchan, b'makom hechreyach yesh lahakel kigon horim v'sabim. Right, that's example makom hechreyach. Then he is mekel. Says after all, it's avelos. There's room to be mekel. A lot of rishonim say that a sudas mitzvah that doesn't have simcha is perfectly mutter. And therefore, he wants to be much more makel. Here we get a little more complicated issue. If we look at the achronim here, what are the... first of all, when does this heter apply? When does this heter of the when would this heter of Ein Bahem Simcha apply? Pashup shot is that it would be the same as the first heter, right? The this comes up. Okay, really doesn't come up explicitly in this case. But where's this? 1 second. Lachor, you can learn it from maybe it's hard to know exactly the heter, but pashtus it would be the pashtus would be the same. Okay, so then it would be, so the Aruch HaShulchan says there's room to be makel when necessary, like the mekilim. That's good to know. If it's a case of great necessity, or if it's like the parents or grandparents, then there's room to be makel. We'll come back to more heterim a little later.
Or just this case?
No. So this case, we're not up to a chasna yet. You want to get up to a chasna after patience. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. The Shach says in Siman Reish Mem Vav Sivkatan Chav Zayin, which is quoted by the Pesukei Teshuvah Sivkatan Hey, and I see we'll have to end soon. Says Siyam Maseches Ayin LeElsim Reish Mem Vav Shach Sivkatan Chav Vav. In my printing, it's Chav Zayin. The Shach says Mutter to go to a Siyam during Avelos because it's a mitzvah. So here we have Mutter Lechol Besudas Mitzvah Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. Says the Shach, Siyum Maseches. Says the Shach, it's Mutter to eat at a Siyum Maseches. Now, the Beis Lechem Yehuda says here, says Beis Lechem Yehuda, he thinks, no, only if you're Messiah in the Maseches. Why? Because then, if you don't go, it's not going to be a mitzvah at all, right? So the other example of this. Here is the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Siyum Shalom. After all, if he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't make it, then it's not going to happen, right? You can't have other people make a siyum for him without him being there. Okay, but the Shach says very clearly, he says, he seems a big inyan. Whenever the yeshiva finishes a masechet, they should invite all the Baal Batim to come and make a big part of the siyum. And you can come even Yud Beis Chodesh. And then the Achronim extended that. The Dog Mer Vava, also quoted in the Pesukei Teshuvah, says, the Yam Shel Shlomo compares a bar mitzvah to a siyum. And therefore, says the Dog Mer Vava, bar mitzvah. That's a Sudas Mitzvah. It's Mutter. Anyone know what are the two cases whenever mitzvah is called a Sudas Mitzvah? The poskim say only two cases. If it's bo bayom, or what's the other thing that makes it a Sudas Mitzvah? Exactly. Or the boy darshins. Right? That makes it a Sudas Mitzvah. Otherwise, it's just a bar. But if it's bo bayom or the boy darshins, okay, nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, actually a lot of people are makbid on bo bayom. When I grew up in America, no one's makbid to make the party bo bayom. But even if you don't make it bo bayom, the boy always darshins. Boy darshins, then it's a sudas mitzvah. And then the Gilyam Arsha quotes from the Sefer Knesset HaGedola. You look at this Gilyam Arsha quoting the Sefer Knesset HaGedola. He says, Ayin Knesset HaGedola, Debra Zaval Sudas Mitzvah, Suda Balel Shabbos B'Shavuot Shalom Zachar, Shalom Zachar, Chanukah Zabayis, Bar Mitzvah, if he darshins, Shiduchim, Chanukah, they're all Sudas Mitzvah, Knesset HaGedola.
So says the Gilgal Maharsha, B'shem the Knesset Hagdola. He says, what are all the things he mentioned? Shalom Zachar. What else did he mention? Someone remind me here. Chanukas Habayis. Habayis Bar Mitzvah. Chanukah. After all, it says if we sing songs of praise to Hashem, then we pass in the Hilchos Chanukah that it's a mitzvah. And Tanoim. That's what he calls Shidduchim, right? We call it Tanoim. Okay, all those are Sudas Mitzvah, and therefore it's Mutter. Now here, this gets very, very tricky. The Chachmas Adam says he doesn't understand any of this. He doesn't understand any of these Achronim from the beginning to the end. He doesn't understand any of these Achronim. Why? Because who cares if it's a Sudas Mitzvah? We have a Paskin of the Sudas Mitzvah's Usher. So the Chachmas Adam says, Tzarechim, he doesn't know what the Shach is talking about. Right? Question is, what do they mean? Question. We hold Sudas Mitzvah is Usher. So who cares that all these things are Sudas Mitzvah? Sudas Mitzvah is Usher. How does that help us? But obviously they mean that it's Mutter. So there are two ways to understand these Achronim. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, they're different Minhagim. One way is, no, we were only machmir on Sudas Mitzvahs that had a little simcha, like Bris Milah and Pinyon Abed. You had a baby. But these Sudas Mitzvahs have some less simcha than that. And therefore, they're mutter. So, very little simcha. And are mutter even for our minhag. Okay, that's a big kula. A lot of Sfarim paskin that way. In which case, the oval can go to all these parties. The other option is, I'm not quite sure exactly what the other option is. It's not so clear exactly what the other option is. But the other option really is that, no, these poskim didn't have our minhag. What's our minhag? Let me read you our minhag again. Our minhag is shelo lechol b'shem suda sheba olam kol yud beis chodesh. Whoa. Didn't have our minhag of shelo lechol b'shem suda sheba olam. But for us, it's all aser. Okay, this is a big machlokas. You look in the Pei Baruch, he has sif after sif. Bar mitzvah, yesh omer mutter, yesh omer aser. You know, siyum, yesh omer mutter, yesh omer aser. Chanukah Habayis, yesh omer mutter, yesh omer aser. Everyone has a different opinion about this. Everyone has a different opinion about this. Rav Moshe says, well, it depends how big of a mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is a big mitzvah. Chanukah Habayis is not such a big mitzvah. Because after all, everyone makes bar mitzvahs, and only some people make Chanukah Habayis. And Chanukah party is not such a big mitzvah. Okay, he says, depends how big of a mitzvah. I don't think it's the minhag. So there are different minhagim. There are three different minhagim. This is minhag one. This is minhag two, to Aser. Minhag three, which is Rav Moshe, he says, bar mitzvah is mutter because it's a real mitzvah. And Chanukah's Habayis, and Chanukah is Aser because that's not a real mitzvah. After all, most people don't make Chanukah Habayis. Come on, that's just fun. And Chanukah parties are not a real mitzvah. That's Sudas Rishos. Then we say, if you praise Hashem, it's a little bit of a mitzvah. Fine, just go ahead. Not a real mitzvah. Okay, so Lemaisa, this is a big machlokas. I'm sure there are other minhagim also. Lemaisa, it seems to be the mainstream minhag. All minhag, if someone follows any minhag, it's valid. But what I've seen, the mainstream minhag in most farim, most people do nowadays, is this. Is to assume, no, all these poskim are only speaking aliba de the other shita. The shita that matur sudas mitzvah, this is a sudas mitzvah. But we follow the shita that doesn't matur sudas mitzvah. And therefore, lemaisa avelim don't go to studis mitzvah. What I've seen, avelim don't go to bar mitzvahs within 12 months. I've never seen avel go to bar mitzvah. I don't know, have you seen avelim go to bar mitzvahs? I'm saying, like, stop, they're invited. I don't mean they're kids' bar mitzvah.
Is there a thing about
bar mitzvahs. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can be no to lahakel.
Is there a thing about leaving at the simcha dikur for the dancing and walking out?
So let's hold that thought for a second. Okay, it's getting very late. We don't even have a second. Anyway, lemais, I think the mainstream minhag is not to go. Now, what does it mean not to go? What's this all about? So here one thing is very, very pashut. Or at least the Achronim assume it's pashut. The Achronim assume it's pashut. That, what's the machlokas? Just saying mazel tov is pashut mutter l'kuli alma. Just to walk in and say mazel tov is pashut mutter l'kuli alma. Eating the suda, that's good for the machlokas. The machlokas was about eating. That's the machlokas. And lemaisa, we're machmir. Machlokas, we're machmir. Meaning, can you walk into the bris milah, to the bris milah or the pinyan ben or the bar mitzvah and say mazel tov? Of course, the avil can walk in and say mazel tov. What?
Even a wedding?
No, in a wedding, we assume he shouldn't walk in at all. We'll see. But in these things, for sure, he can walk in and say mazel tov. Can he eat? That's good for the machlokas. Some rishonim say yes, some rishonim say no. And we're machmir bris milah, we're machmir pinyan ben, and pash pshat bar, we're machmir kol suda shava olam, right? So we're machmir. What about music and dancing? I think the Achronim assume that's Pashat Asr. Now, even the Mekilim don't say you can dance. The Mekilim just say you can eat. Dancing, that's already more than necessary. So that's the Pashat Pshat. And everyone agrees you shouldn't dance. Everyone agrees you can come and say hello. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoting all the modern day Sfarim is saying that it's mutter to snack. If you come in, you can have a little snack. That doesn't count as eating at the suda. Okay, what's the difference? You know, a little snack. Little snack doesn't mean what Americans do with the shmor. That's, if you showed Rav Shlomo Zalman what Americans do with the shmor, he would say, that's like all the yontif meals of like Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres together. That's not a snack. What it means to have a little snack, shalom b'kvios, not to sit down, but to grab a piece of cake. That would be, Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, that's much. That's not called eating at the suda. But to participate in the suda is usher. To walk in as much, to participate in the suda, that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas of suda's mitzvah. And where Machmir, the Ramah says, Shum suda shaba olam, Pashm shada shum suda shaba olam. Oh, but were all these achronim, the Knesset Gedolah probably didn't have the minhag of the Ramah. What about the Shach? Maybe the Shach also didn't have the minhag of the Ramah, but we have the minhag of the Ramah. It's a little unclear. Some people say maybe Daf by Si and be more makel because of the Shach, but I don't know. But music and dancing, pashtus is usher for everyone. We'll see the Rambam later talks about music and dancing as being a more chavar isser. I'll just end with one thing. Our siyums nowadays are mutter. Pets, they're siyums and they're siyums. But like when a guy makes a siyum and he gives out a little snacks, we assume that's not called a kind of suda. That's just snacks. Just snacks, that's mutter. That's not a real suda. Now, sometimes people make a real suda for a siyum, right? If you make a real suda, whether it's in city fields or wherever, Madison Square Garden or whatever. Or sometimes people make mamish, they make mamish a proper suda for a seal. That's usually when they make a big seal. So that would be a problem. If someone just gives out, crackers and herring or cake and schnapps, that's not considered a real suda. That would be mutter for a seal. But if you're talking about a real party, that's not a real party. It's not a real party if you don't have a meal. But if you have a meal, then this would be us. Then that would be different than hugging. And different sfarms say different things. They're all valid minhagim. But the mainstream minhag is tasser.
Same for the mace stuff, like the shloshim.
What about the shloshim? Someone take a shloshim for the mace, or... So then the assumption is that's mutter. Yeah. Especially since many people are makeup by seam anyway. But that the assumption is that's mutter. I mean, that they usually... Only the available kaf, I mean, or, and the other family members. That would be pashut mutter.
Oh.
No, because what if it's a parent during your base chodesh, right? Same the siyum they often make on the shloshim.
You don't make shloshim for.
I don't know. People often make a siyum. Yeah,
What about the Nifter's kids? They also come. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I thought maybe we'd finish the simon, but we're a little behind. So this is the first big debate. What Sudas Mitzvah you're allowed to go to, what Sudas Mitzvah you're not allowed to go to. What did we learn in Sudas Mitzvah? That Simcha, meaning Chasa and Shebrach, you're not allowed to go unless it would share the Simcha, unless the whole Simcha wouldn't happen without you. There's no Heter even in your house. How about Sudas Mitzvah Sheim Basimcha? There are laws making in your house. Doesn't come up that often. And outside your house, this is Machlok Shvishonim, whether that's the meaning of mutter or of l'shem shamayim and mitzvahs mutter or not. The Rama is machber on this. The Aruch HaShulchan says if you're stuck, you can be makov. But the proper, and we'll see more details, but the proper pshat is to be, but normally we're machber. There are those who say, no, by all these exceptions, our lesser simcha and our mutter, even if we're in a grama, but that's not the minhag olam, and that's not pashup shav and rama, and therefore we don't go to bar mitzvahs, and we don't go to tanoim and chunukas habayis. You can walk in and say mazel tov, but you can't actually really sit and even participate, and certainly not dance. Okay, we'll have to finish up the rest of the details, Amir Tashem, next time. We don't have much time left. Next week, I think we have 3 shiurim, right?
Sunday, scheduled. Tuesday, Thursday.
Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday to try to finish. Okay, we will try our darndest.